Hi, you're listening to the Common Man and Timmy podcast, sponsored by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. You know, a lot of people come up to me and say, Common Man, can we just give you some money? Because we like the show so much. How do we support the show? And I say, you know what? I don't take money. But my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they take money and they support the show. And they'll actually do some work for the money. Unlike me, I'll just take the money and run away. If you're in the need for HVAC assistance, and at some point you will be, remember my friends and sponsors of the program, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
One Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. Ex-Michigan head coach Sharon Moore has been charged with third-degree felony home invasion, misdemeanor stalking, and misdemeanor breaking and entering after his Wednesday arrest. He was fired for having an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. His next hearing is January 22nd of next year. NFL Browns ruled out corner Denzel Ward, tight end David Njoku, guard Wyatt Teller, and tackle Jack Conklin Sunday at the Bears. Bengals ruled out receiver T. Higgins Sunday versus the Ravens. Steelers star T.J. Watt had successful surgery for a collapsed lung Thursday, his brother J.J. announced. NBA Cavs is the Wizards tonight at 7. MLB Guardians manager Stephen Vogt signed a multi-year extension before the 2025 season. Next year would have marked the last on his deal. This update is sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Get a holiday loan and choose loan amounts from $1,000 to $5,000. Visit BMIFCU.org/holiday loan for details. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The following is intended for immature audiences only.
There's no such thing as a radio rating system.
But if there were, this show would be rated O as in.
Oh my God, this show is so stupid. These people should be in jail. Let's begin.
Good afternoon.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy. Featuring Panama Ted.
Ted's a fun guy.
And the crazy soundboard.
Hola.
I'm Dennis Farina.
So much.
I even made just a little bit of a diagram for you.
56 and, is that correct? Walk.
You little weasel.
Turn off your brain and unzip your pants. Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Friday. Welcome in. The good, clean boy is out today. So I decided to get myself a filthy...
Yes.
Filthy girl.
Hi.
Miss Jen Winters is here with me today.
Hi.
You like my guardian cap that I'm wearing?
You do.
Trying to avoid concussions?
You know what, though? I appreciate the overcaution and the safety. It's like your PPE.
Well, it's a bucket hat, but I can't put my headphones on over it.
I just love it's like Sherpa-lined bucket hat.
It's wintertime. It's cold out.
Yeah.
You got your tracksuit on today?
I got my tracksuit on. Teddy and I are twins today.
Fishy's got his tracksuit on today.
Yes, he does.
That I bought for him at the TJ Maxx.
We're going to have to go get a family picture.
Can you believe this was on sale for $29.99?
I can.
Nobody wanted it.
Nobody. I love it, though.
It's good, right?
It almost looks orange. Like, it doesn't really look very red, but, you know.
It's cheaply made.
No way.
You can find us live on YouTube as well. If you want to see me dressed up like a douche nugget, please go to YouTube, search 971 The Fan, jump in the live stream, and say hello to all the degenerates in the chat. Aww. You never know who's going to pop in the chat. Teddy's in there right now. He's not producing the show. He's in the chat.
I bet you Janet's in there, too.
How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Tress is also wearing a tracksuit today. You just can't see him. Gaudy gold chains on Tress, too.
Well, I mean, he can kind of afford those.
It is Go to Jail Friday. Please send us your tales of woe, and then we will sentence these people to jail or death. Who knows? Find us on X, at Man and Timmy 971, on text 614-787-3093, or email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. We got a lot today, Jenny.
It's a big day.
It's a big day. Holy Sharon Moore was in court today.
Yes.
So we have some of that. We also... had a Jackets game last night.
I always love to track the Jackets on my phone. It starts off at 0-0. You blink and it's 6-0.
Well, it wasn't 6-0, but it should have been.
Damn close.
Elvis was pulled and he was sucky. This team is just defensively soft.
Yes.
I mean, obviously Elvis was not very good, but the defense in front of him wasn't very good either. And what bothers me is that you got yourself a hard-ass coach. You also are spending a lot of money on this defense. Zach Werenski is one of the best defenders in the league. You got Severson making a bunch of cash. You got Provorov making a bunch of cash. You got Goodbranson out there who's a tough guy.
Yes.
And yet this defense is soft.
Well, what do you do?
I don't know what you do. I'm not the hockey coach.
I know.
You go back in time and stop spending all this money on a defense. It's not any good. That's what you do.
I hate it. I hate it so much because, like, I just thought at the beginning of the season, things would be awesome.
We all thought.
We all have.
Zacharynski said, no excuses, man. We're going.
So do you think because they're playing this, quote unquote, accelerated schedule because of the Olympics, do you think that this is hurting them?
Everybody in the league is playing this schedule.
I know. I just want to try and find things.
There's nothing to find.
It's not as negative whenever I think about the Blue Jackets.
There's nothing to find.
Because I love them so much and I don't want them to suck, but I'm so tired of them sucking so bad.
Well, they got another game tomorrow night.
And it'll be the same thing, or it'll go into overtime, and then they'll lose, or they'll win and only get a point.
It's some good football last night. Falcons beat the Buccaneers. We had some good angry Todd Bowles after the game.
Yeah, we did.
And you know what? It's good. I like Todd Bowles because he's so low key.
He's not yelling.
He doesn't raise his voice. But I find that when I get upset with the kid, that she takes it even worse when I don't yell. When I'm composed and I'm really giving it to her in a nice, calm voice, where one time she actually said, "Daddy, I don't like this. Can you just yell at me, please?" You know, him sort of dressing down his team and his players after the game in the most monotone voice ever. I don't know if it's going to be effective or not, but I sure appreciated it from an entertainment standpoint.
Yeah. Did you see Raheem Morris go up on that stage and kiss Andrew Whitworth on the
It was like he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That was something.
Mm-hmm. You know what else we have today?
Oh, I think, yeah.
Go. I know you know, but let's pretend like you don't.
I don't know. What do
Play
we have?
Play some radio with me, Jenny.
Okay, sorry.
All right, we have, because you were in a bad mood when you came in today, because there's going to be weather tomorrow. You don't like weather.
I don't. I want to go have dinner with my folks.
Well, who's to say you can't?
I just don't want to put chains on my tires and go drive to Bexley.
In the mountains?
Hey.
What is this, the Overlook Hotel?
Hey.
Jack's outside with the topiaries?
Yes. Could you imagine living during that?
It's going to be like 3 inches of snow.
I don't like it. Maybe we'll just have brunch instead of dinner. We'll do that. Oh, we can have bagels and lox.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, where do you go to get bagels and lox?
Well, we usually just go to Fox's because it's just right there. It's the former Blocks, and it's right there in Bexley.
Isn't Blocks back?
Blocks is back under new ownership, but they're all the way out on McNaughton Road over in Reynoldsburg.
Okay.
They sold
half. And you don't want to go
business.
Over there?
It's fine. I haven't been there since they've reopened under new management. I don't know. I need to try, was it the Bear Bagels over there in Hilliard?
Yes.
Speaking of bagels, Jeff Rimmer, Larry King.
Oh.
Love them some bagels.
They do love them some bagels, just like you do and just like I do.
Yes.
But Jeff Rimmer is writing a book. We've had a couple audio excerpts from the book. And I do have another Jeff Rimmer chapter here. But did you know that Larry King, who sadly is no longer with us, but before he died, he wrote the foreword to Rimmer's book. So what would you like to hear? I have a Rimmer chapter, and then I have two little excerpts from the foreword. What would you like to hear first?
Why don't we make this a sandwich?
A sandwich?
Yeah.
So what do you want a little... Start with some Larry King?
Start with some Larry King.
All right, well, this is Larry King from Rimmer's book talking about how he met Jeff for the first time. Let's take a listen.
I met Jeff back in Washington, D.C. I walked into a hotel lobby and saw a dope with a mustache mulling around looking for attention. I said, "What the hell? I need someone to carry my bags up to the room." Jeff would do anything for a $5 bill in those days, so up to the room we went. Then one thing led to another, and I asked if he'd rub my feet for another fiver. "No worries, Mr. King," he said. I said, "From now on, you call me Larry." We started our lifelong friendship then and there. Years later, when I moved to Los Angeles, Jeff would meet me at Nate and Al's, which was and still is a famous deli. The tongue sandwiches were humongous, so we'd always split one. I'd call him up and say, "Hey, Rima, do you want to eat half of my tongue?" We'd always get a big laugh out of that.
I like that.
I love that.
I like that.
It's so good.
And I like how he had the common courtesy to record that before he dropped dead.
Yes.
He was actually on his deathbed.
You wouldn't know that he was on his deathbed by listening to that.
No. All right, so that's little clip number one we have.
It's really good.
Of the forward. Now we have Rimmer reading his own book. In this little section of the book, he talks about his inspiration for writing the book.
Oh.
In the first place, let's take a listen.
When I retired from broadcasting, I thought I'd spend time doing all the things I wasn't able to do during the past 40 years. But I slowly discovered that I had no hobbies, my family hated me, and I severely underestimated my addiction to crystal meth. I found myself locked in my office, day after day, glued to my OnlyFans account. I used to think I could watch erotic toe-sucking all day, but after 11 hours, all the toes start to blend together. I finally hit rock bottom when I found myself passed out and naked on the seventh hole at Old Cypress with Anna Kournikova's mom caressing my tenders. In that moment, I decided to write this book. Now that I had a purpose, things started to brighten up. I took a shower for the first time in months. I took my wife to dinner, and I even managed to enjoy watching the Jackets on TV again. But then I saw Elvis and promptly vomited all over my Ashley Furniture love seat.
Mm-hmm. See?
I love that River hates Elvis as much as I do.
I know he does. That's a nice one.
That's really good.
I didn't know that Rimmer was addicted to crystal meth. I hope he's...
didn't either, and I also didn't know that he had a fondness for going naked on golf courses.
Well, the erotic toe sucking.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
We have one more, a little Larry King thing for you. And if you thought that was absurd, it's not as absurd as the real life details of Sharon Moore, who was in court today.
Oh, boy.
We'll talk about the disgraced Michigan coach coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and 11th Avenue. We also have some slowdown due to a crash if you're on Morse Road at Sinclair Road. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Transportation. What do we do to be safe and ready to go? Buckle up, phones down, take it slow. Let's work together to ensure everyone makes it home for the holidays. Brought to you by ODOT, the Ohio State Highway Patrol, and Ohio Traffic Safety Office. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Tyvus are part of a balanced breakfast. Wake up with two dopes talking about football, and one of them laughs uncomfortably loud. T-Bone and Tyvus.
Sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Weekday mornings at 6 on The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Hey there, Central Ohio. I'm Zen Weather Impact Meteorologist Michael Behrens with your latest forecast. Temperatures in the mid-30s this afternoon with some sunshine poking through. We'll be down into the upper 20s tonight with heavy snow expected Saturday. 10 TV Weather Impact Alert Day for the second half of the day as multiple inches of snowfall are expected to fall. That's your latest 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Behrens on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Clear? Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. The good, clean boy, Timmy, is not here today, but the dirty girl, Jen Winters, is.
Sorry.
She's filthy.
In advance.
Matter of fact, the last two people to swear on these airwaves, you know, have been of the female persuasion. We got Jenny over here and Nikoko from 10TV.
Nikoko.
Dropping a little something.
Hey, leave her alone. Okay, you can
I'm just here stating facts.
All of that on me, leave her alone.
But she said it too.
I understand.
You going to take credit for that one?
No.
What about all the slurs that she lets out back there?
Stop it.
Hey, tell people who you brought in here today.
I brought him and my son, my friend, Pumpkin Ryan Day.
Hi.
Hi, Pumpkin Ryan Day.
Hi,
I love
Jenny.
You. He hangs out in a Steelers tote bag on a chair in my dining room.
I don't need an ankle monitor.
No, he doesn't.
I don't have ankles.
And he's really good at door dashing.
Yeah.
The correct things to door dash.
I never have the plan B come to my house.
Nope.
Although I did do it with a yellow gourd.
Fishy's handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. Cleveland Brown weekend comes your way tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Then it's 2 hours.
That's right. Then it's the Kevin Stefanski show at 9 o'clock tomorrow, followed by Fan Sports Saturday with Matt Fontana and Tim May, I saw today.
Have we ever had a Matt Fontana and Tim May show before?
Nope. One of them may be dead by the end of the show.
Yeah, how is that going to happen, though?
Because I think Matt's in Cleveland. Or the entire listening audience will be dead.
That will be amazing, and I am here for all of it.
But that's from 10 to 1. Then it's the Army-Navy game at 2 o'clock. And then tomorrow night, we got a big basketball game, Buckeyes in West Virginia. Is it here?
No.
It's up at Rocket Arena in Cleveland, 8 o'clock tip-off.
So freaking stupid, man.
Right here on the Fan.
And why couldn't we do a home-and-home?
You can't do that.
That'd be great. My brother lives in Morgantown. We could have done it 2 years in a row. Gone there, come here.
Former Michigan football coach Sharon Moore was in court today. Faces 3 criminal charges. They charged him with felony third-degree home invasion and 2 misdemeanors, stalking in a domestic relationship and breaking and entering. Bond was set at $25,000. They read the details of the day in question. They said he forced entry into the staff member's apartment and said, "I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to make you watch. My blood is on your hands. You ruined my life." Moore appeared by video conference at the arraignment, stating his name and clearly answering 2 questions with, "Yes, Your Honor." He wore a white jumpsuit, his expression sullen, and his hands folded on his lap. He appeared to wince as the prosecutor went through the timeline of his actions. Yes, I would wince, too.
I would as well, sir.
First, Assistant Prosecutor Katie Resmersky.
Sure.
No. Detailed the timeline of Moore's actions after the firing. As he barged his way into the woman's apartment, he went to a drawer in the kitchen and grabbed several butter knives. That's not going to get the job done.
No.
And a pair of kitchen scissors before threatening to take his own life. The prosecutor also detailed that Moore had an intimate relationship with the woman he worked with for a number of years before she broke up with him on Monday. The breakup prompted a flurry of calls and texts from Moore that the woman did not return. Moore is married to another woman. They have 3 children. What else do I have here? The woman called police after Moore barged into her apartment. So he's on $25,000. He's going to bond out, I guess, today.
Mm-hmm.
He has to wear an ankle bracelet and undergo mental health evaluations. Yes, his next court appearance is January 22nd. I was talking about this when this news first broke, Jen. What are the biggest scandals that you remember I mean, obviously we have...
Well, we've got like, Penn State and Sandusky.
Penn State, Sandusky, and you have, you know...
Art Briles and Baylor.
O.J. Simpson killing people.
Yes, allegedly.
Nope. Go ahead. O.J., sue me now. You're dead. Gladly. Yeah.
Ray Lewis allegedly killed two people.
Well, Ray, that is alleged. You have Aaron Hernandez who actually killed someone. Let's take murder off the books.
Okay.
You know what? Let's take murder and child rape off the books. And let's just focus on good old-fashioned college football scandals.
Okay.
I mean, I had somebody say to me yesterday that they thought this was on par with Tattoo Gate. And I said, you're
absolutely
out of your
the hell not.
Mind. You're out of your mind.
Shut up with that.
This guy threw $30 million down the drain.
This guy's an idiot.
He's facing three charges. He's in jail. He can't coach again.
No.
I mean, you look at Art Briles and look at Hugh Freeze. These guys were humiliated. And Bobby Petrino, they were humiliated because they were dipping their summer sausage in the wrong honey hole.
Well, and Art Briles was looking the other way when some very heinous things were happening.
That's correct.
And Art Briles still kind of doesn't get any of those high profile jobs, which is good, as he shouldn't.
But he has a job,
which is disgusting.
This guy's never going to get a job again.
He's never going to. And the thing is that I listening to Bo Bishop, he is 100% correct. He has set this guy was set up as a patsy when you think about it. Like, he really had no experience prior to being under Harbaugh, and then Harbaugh.
Yeah, but see, when you say that, it's like excuses.
It's not. No, I'm not excusing his behavior.
I read something today.
But it's just like, this guy has no prior experience. There's no way he's ever going to get another job ever again. And it's just like, he didn't think about anything. Like, this is so.
He's a moron.
Stupid. And there's nothing. It was funny at first, like when we found out about it. But the more I hear about everything that's going on with this, it's not funny anymore.
Well, it can be both. It can be funny and tremendously sad.
It's terrible.
Right? Because you and I are sick people.
We find humor
in the most disgusting things. And there's certainly a lot of humor to be found here. But to your point, there's also real lives that are impacted by this. Real lives that didn't ask to be impacted by this. But I did read something this morning from a source close to Sharon Moore that said, well, he thought the Michigan elites were out to get him for years and set him up to fail. Okay, let's say that's true. I'm not saying that it is, okay?
Yeah.
But let's say that's true. They had some ulterior motive to tear him down. You have to give them the ammunition to load that gun.
Right.
And you did this. Your selfish, thoughtless actions did this. Nobody else.
Mm-mm.
You destroyed your family and your career. Now, perhaps there were some people along the way that smiled because they really didn't want you in that job anyway. But you gave them the ammo. And I asked Adam Rittenberg yesterday, if Michigan beats Ohio State and they're preparing for a playoff game this week, does this still happen? And he said, yeah, it probably still does, because there's so much crap that they couldn't ignore.
Really, though?
I believe Rittenberg. He's not going to sugarcoat it. He has no reason to.
No, I know he doesn't, but this is something that people have been hearing about this now. I mean, from what I have been seeing, it's not set in stone. It's not been overly confirmed, but things that I have been reading that people have known about this has been an open secret for over a year.
Right, but I guess until you get her to verify the story,
right,
which she didn't do until this week.
Yeah.
And I don't know what prompted it, if it was, you know.
He knew, supposedly after the Ohio State game, he's like, I will never ever be able to be at Ohio State, my life is over, and then something, I guess, clicked in his head, and he became very unstable, is what I have seen. Now, this is all alleged. But this is what I have been reading.
He also, allegedly, was dropping in the DMs of this OnlyFans lady.
What the hell is this dude's problem?
Oh, he's a tomcat.
God.
And there is a report that one of the DMs that he sent to this woman coincides with halftime of the Ohio State-Michigan game. This guy is playing the biggest game of his life, coaching the biggest game of his life, but he's got some time at the half to slide into some DMs. At least his priorities are in the right spot.
Good for him.
My God. All right, real quick.
Uh-huh.
I have another Larry King excerpt.
Yes.
From Rimmer's book. Larry King wrote the foreword to Rimmer's new book. He decided to narrate it before he passed away. When did he die?
Well, it was 2021. It was January of 2021.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, January 23rd, 2021.
Right, here's a story that Larry King talks about Rimmer being his best man.
I think it was back when I married my sixth wife. Rimmer was my best man. We went for a wild weekend in Vegas. That's when I saw Jeff really let his hair down. Bottles of Cristal were everywhere. We were in the VIP section of this strip club when I look over and see Jeff making out with Xena Warrior Princess. It wasn't actually her, but just a lookalike. Actually, I think it was a dude. Anyway, he was going to town when Dick Van Patten yelled out, "The party's at my place!" When we got to Dickie's hotel room, he had quite the spread laid out, in more ways than one. Lots of cheese and roast beef, if you know what I'm getting at. Rimmer made himself a hell of a sandwich that night, heavy on the brown mustard.
A lot of details there.
Eight is enough.
A lot of details there. Did he officially have eight wives?
That Dick was Van his Patten sixth. Dick was Van Patten. Eight
oh,
is
Dick
enough.
Dick Van Patten. Yeah.
I know I'm older than you, but I'm not that
No. I know Dick Van
Thank you,
Patten.
Teddy. That's why Ted and I were twins.
That's right. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Twinning. All right, coming up next, I got some Bengal news for you, and I want Teddy to explain something to me because I don't understand something because I'm stupid. That's in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at some slower traffic on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street, and there's an accident causing a holdup on North High Street south of Morse Road. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Wish you could save on home insurance? With Allstate, you could easily save and get quality protection. Yep, it's a win-win. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out today, but don't worry, Jen Winters is here. And we always go heavy on the nonsense when Jen is here. We have Go to Jail at 3:46. Actually, it's all day. It's Go to Jail Friday. Get in touch with us. At Man and Timmy 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. If there's one thing, Jen, I know you love to do, that is stand in judgment of people.
I live for it.
I know you do.
I'm always judging people.
And you'd be a wonderful dictator. Just throw them into the den of wolves to be eaten alive. I respect that.
Well, yeah, I probably would do that. Yeah.
Stop it. Of course you would.
I would love it.
T. Higgins is out Sunday against the Ravens. He was concussed again last week.
Ugh.
You got to wonder about him, man.
Dude, that's...
He signed with his big long-term deal and lots of concussions in a short period of time. I hope he's well. Also, I need Teddy to explain something to me. Because I'm seeing, and I assume you can't.
What?
Explain to me this NASCAR Michael Jordan thing.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea.
So I keep seeing this, like, oh, big thing, it's going to change the future of NASCAR and
big
lawsuit.
Deal.
And okay, so what was the grievance and what is the result?
All right. Well, Michael Jordan's team, and there's another team as well, they wanted these permanent charters in NASCAR, meaning the teams that they own, they wanted them basically to be like a franchise. So it'd be like the NASCAR they own, or let these teams kind of come in and compete, but these teams don't have a permanent franchise. They could get that revoked, they'll sign like a deal, maybe like a 5-year deal or something like that. But at the end of that, if NASCAR decides, no, you're not going to compete anymore, we're not going to give you like a franchise.
Why would they decide not to have them compete anymore?
Well, NASCAR could just say, hey, they're not, you can't like sell, because NASCAR, they came up with this rule that there's 36 of these, and they're these 36 team, basically, agreements or charters or what they are, but they're not permanent. So NASCAR, they're fighting because it's like a monopoly. They're overcharged. They're overseeing everything. And so the teams wanted a little bit more power. Like, hey, if we put all of our sweat and money into these teams that we have, at the end of it, if we want to get out and sell, we want to be able to sell something. We don't just want to have to walk away and we don't have anything to show for it.
Oh, I see. So it's, if they were to walk out of there, like let's say Joe Gibbs Racing goes away.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he's not selling that entity.
Right now, because they're in a contract, those things or those charters, you can sell them and they can sell them for millions of dollars. But they wanted it in paper that these things would be permanent. They're not permanent. So at the end of this deal that they have, the charters, NASCAR could say, well, we don't think they're permanent anymore, so you don't have anything to sell. So the owners basically wanted something.
I think I'm sorry that I asked.
Well, it'd be like in a NFL, if the NFL just owned all the teams and you didn't have these individual owners, like Jerry Jones didn't own the Cowboys. The NFL really did, and the NFL
But Jerry Jones would still have the payroll, and he'd still be bankrolling the team, even though he didn't technically own anything.
Yeah, but at any time, like if they had like a CBA or something like that, and that ended, then the NFL could say, well, you don't own that anymore.
All right, well, is from a fan's perspective, does this matter? Does this change things?
Well, that was like a big part of it. The other thing was they wanted more percentage of the revenue that was generated, which we see that in all the CBAs all the time, right? Players, when they have these strikes and lockouts and everything, they want a higher percentage, whether it's whatever, like 48% of total revenue or 50%. And the teams feel like they haven't been getting enough money over the years. It's increased a little, but they thought they deserved more. And in this settlement, they went to this, the trial and everything, and it looked like NASCAR is probably going to lose this. And if they lost this, then it could have changed everything. But they agreed to settle, and they said, okay, we'll go ahead and give you guys a little bit more money of the percentages of the total revenue of, like TV money and money from other sources like tracks and stuff like that they have agreements with. And so they think that this will stabilize
these
teams.
But who is NASCAR? Who owns?
It's the France family.
So it's one family that owns the whole
NASCAR thing. Yeah, they own that, and they own most of the tracks as well that they race on.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why they were fighting this. They were saying it's like a monopoly because, we basically just have to do what you tell us to do.
Well, right, because like the NFL, right, you have the commissioner, but he doesn't own anything. The commissioner is representing the owners who collectively together sort of reap the rewards and own everything. But I wasn't aware that just one family owned NASCAR.
Yeah, and it's like the patriarch is Jim France, and then his like family they're part of the executive team. They have like a board as well that has some different input, but it's basically this Jim France. He's the top guy. Be like, if Roger Goodell owned the entire NFL and everything and said this is what's going
on. All right,
on.
Very interesting.
You learn something new every day.
So do you think this will be good for the sport ultimately?
Not everything has come out from this, but I think Michael Jordan seemed happy with the decision, and Michael Jordan, he loves the racing, and he thinks that he was doing this basically to try to improve the overall sports where these owners can have enough money to put back into the race teams and
make the product better.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think, yes, it will make it better long term. Absolutely. It gives it a little bit more stability, and it gives these owners who are putting money into the sport something at a, like, say, 10, 15 years from now or 5 years, they decide, hey, we want to sell this and we can sell it for, and now that they become basically permanent, they could probably sell them for maybe like $100 million or something like that.
All right. Now I understand it. At least I understand a little bit better.
Enough of it. Yeah.
Now I just have to go to a race with you.
Okay, let's go.
Nope.
I was going to say, you're not doing that.
I'll go if you go, Jenny.
No way.
You bring the Confederate flag, I'll bring
absolutely
the light beer.
No, I'm good. I'm busy.
All right, I got something for you. Ready?
Yes.
Tomorrow's a very special day. Do you know what tomorrow is?
Saturday.
No, but what happens on Saturday tomorrow?
It's Army-Navy Day.
That is true.
And it's Heisman Trophy Day.
Okay, all those things are true. However, that's not the highlight of the day. The highlight of tomorrow is that Dick Van Dyke is turning 100.
No. You shut your mouth.
We're not talking until
it hits midnight.
I know
we
he's
should
listening.
Not mention anything.
I know he's
because
listening.
Because Betty White.
I want to say, Dick, don't blow
just
it.
Just sit there.
Don't blow
do
Dick,
anything.
Right, Teddy?
That's
don't
right.
blow it, Dick.
Don't yeah. blow it, Dick.
Don't no. blow it, Dick.
That's right.
Betty White was running her mouth. She's giving an interview with People magazine.
Put out a whole
this is what
magazine.
It's like to be 100.
Well, you drop dead before you hit that number. Dickie's not going
to
do
that. We
have
to wrap him in bubble wrap and not allow him to do a single thing.
He's not going to trip over that ottoman tonight.
No. Could you imagine that's the way he dies? Sorry.
Tripping over an ottoman? You just snort on me? My God.
How did Dick Van Dyke die? He tripped over his ottoman.
I saw, though, that he gave the secret to his longevity. Did you see what it was?
I can only imagine.
He claims that the reason he's lived so long is because he's never gotten angry. He doesn't get angry. Now, that may have something to do with keeping an even keel and your blood pressure doesn't go up, but I'm quite sure if we also look down his family tree, his genetics are fairly strong, and lots of people have lived to be ripe old ages. But if that's the secret to
bitch,
living
please.
A long time, get my casket ready.
You have got to be kidding me.
That's what he said.
No.
You and I are both checking out pretty soon.
Hey there, chitty chitty bang bang. No. No.
Serenity now.
No.
Insanity later.
Insanity later. No.
What's your secret to life?
My secret to life?
Somebody just asked you. Like somebody said, Dick Van Dyke, what's your secret? He said, never get angry. If somebody comes to you and says, what's the secret to living well, Jen Winters?
I would love to know.
What would you say? No.
Hold on.
You have no advice?
No, I keep everything right here. Like right where my stomach is, and then one day I will die. That's it.
That's not good advice.
It's not. I don't know how else to live my life.
Teddy, what do you think the secret of life is? If somebody asked you for advice.
Money.
Well, that is also true.
Yeah,
I ain't got that.
All right, so money.
If you got money, you can live forever.
Even, I don't know if that's true.
look at Magic Johnson.
What's the matter with you?
It was in an episode of South Park. He was using that money, and now he's living forever.
Dinner!
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to jail time coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slowdown due to a disabled semi that's on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Sawmill Road and 161. There's also a couple minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 and Hamilton Road on the east outer belt. This report is sponsored by Super Sure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get Super Sure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but Super Sure. The seismic shift is coming. Super Sure. Coming soon. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Jake Diebler's Buckeyes head to Rocket Arena in Cleveland for a battle with West Virginia.
Live fan coverage starts Saturday night at 7 with the tip at 8.
Proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Oh, hello! I was was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Never have I been so excited to get a whiff of sweaty jock straps.
Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Yay, football, the fan.
This show has over 50 years of combined radio experience.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Stump Show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. Happy Friday to everybody out there, including Sharon Moore, who's waiting to get released from jail. The Fox Detroit television feed?
Yes.
So they got a hard cam on the exit of the jail?
It's so funny.
Right?
Yes.
It's on YouTube. And if you want to simultaneously laugh and cry.
And be horrified.
And
at
be
life.
Horrified and be scared for humanity's future, go read the comments on that video.
Keep
page.
Our YouTube open and on, and then just open a separate tab.
I mean, they run the gamut from jokes to racism to all of it.
I mean, it's Michigan.
It is
that's
quite
pure
the thing.
Michigan.
Well,
as
that's,
they say.
That's the world. That's people.
It's people, but really it's Michigan.
So he has not left yet.
No.
Fish was in here. Fish is, by the way, not listening to the show at all.
No, he's
glued.
Not.
He's glued to this YouTube feed.
You know when he's going to get out of jail? When Fish gets in his car to drive home. That's when it's going to happen. And so Fish will have sat here for 3 hours waiting for Sharon Moore to walk out.
I don't think he wants it to end. I think he likes to see the comments and all that. Maybe he's waiting until it gets dark outside.
Well, he wants us to get a picture because I think he wants to go home. And I don't blame him. He's been here since 6 o'clock this morning.
Well, Fish has. But I mean, maybe Sharon Moore is saying, I don't want to leave until it's dark outside,
well,
so
that
I can sort of slink away and nobody gets the video of me leaving.
Tough duty. Get out. Now. We want to see you.
We need room.
Do that perp walk, as they say. Come on, buddy.
We need your prison cell.
We need your prison cell.
Here's some extra long sheets for you, buddy.
Wow.
To take home with you.
Oh.
That's what I mean.
He's tall.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's tall.
He's the judge, jury, and executioner. Timmy Hall says, go to jail.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
Well, Timmy's not here to yell and throw people in jail, but good news, we've gotten the most angry person that we can, who's not Timmy, and that's Jen Winters. Who do you want to send to jail?
First is the guy who sits in this chair regularly.
Why?
Mr. Timothy Hall. He gets a Timothy Hall for his shenanigans at the end of the show last night, where he was talking about how he and his family sat and watched the Spider-Man movie with Jake Gyllenhaal. And then he realized, oh, Jake Gyllenhaal is a sexy man and that he's way sexier than Pedro Pascal, which is just stupid.
I knew them's be fighting words
what
for
a
you.
Dumb thing to say. What a dumb thing to say, seriously. So angry at him for saying that.
Well, I mean, sexy is subjective, isn't
it? I don't,
it?
You know, and here's the thing. Jake Gyllenhaal, I've never really, he's never really.
Not done it for
not
you?
Not really, no.
I think he's a handsome
he's
guy.
He's fine. I like the movie Donnie Darko. That's an incredible movie. But I'm not very familiar with everything else that he's been in. But I don't see it. And then he brings up Zac Efron. Why we got to do that? Zac Efron has had work done to his face.
Timmy likes his men plastic.
And the thing is Bradley Cooper, who I also love.
Oh, speaking of plastic.
That we men have to stop. Stop it.
Not just men have to stop. Women have to stop, too.
So I got like four people who need to go to jail. First, Timmy, for his asinine comments about how Jake Gyllenhaal is more attractive than Pedro
Pascal.
I'm going
to put him in jail until Monday, and then I'm taking him out of jail.
Because
we need
stupid.
Him to do the show.
Okay, fine, whatever. And then I'm going to put Zac Efron and Bradley Cooper in jail.
For the plastic surgery.
Go get all that reversed.
You can't reverse it.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Just go in there and they put a sander to your face.
Once it's done, it's done.
And then they, like,
ask Courtney
the
Cox.
Tires and stuff. Oh, Lisa Rinna. That.
But Courtney Cox says, she at least says that she regrets all her plastic surgery and she wishes she could go back and get it reversed, but...
Poop in one hand and wish in another and see which piles up faster.
You're very angry.
Sorry.
All right, go to jail. Teddy, you have anybody to send to jail? I have somebody to send to jail.
Oh, who's that?
Sharon Moore.
Well, he's in jail. That's no fun.
I know.
We can keep him in there. I lost my train of thought. I'm like Frank Costanza now.
I'm sorry.
Let's hit the burner phone, shall we? Which,
I'm
by the way,
sorry.
You can do 614-787-3093. We had somebody who... needs to go to jail because they were at McDonald's today. Man, I got to tell you, I'm doing a good job on this burner phone.
No, this is my fault. I'm sorry.
No, this is not the McDonald's one. This is Mark. He says, my go to jail is for Kathleen, the wrinkled old prune at the Easton Whole Foods self-checkout, who insists every time that I take out my ID to scan it to buy beer so she doesn't have to punch in my birth date on the touchscreen like every other checkout clerk in this town does. What a pain in the ass. Go to jail. See you next Tuesday.
Aw.
Man. First of all, I like that he goes to Whole Foods to buy beer.
They do have a good beer selection, though. They do.
I'm guessing you can't go in there and buy a good old-fashioned, like, Miller Lite or Coors Light.
I don't
probably
think
like
so.
Johnny's Hop Fest. Wheat harvest.
What? Wheat harvest?
I don't know, man.
Why you gotta do that?
Why you gotta do it?
There are good craft beers, and Whole Foods has good craft beers.
Okay.
Sorry.
I don't know how to work this phone.
Seriously? Go to jail.
I know. I have to go to jail. All right, segment's over.
Oh, okay.
I can't work the phone,
this
Teddy.
This hurt. Sorry, I
You used to
up.
Be able to work
I know,
the phone.
But Timmy's been working it for so long now.
Do you want me to hand me the phone?
Yeah. There's been a software update. I don't know how to do it. By the way, I'm getting a new phone.
What? Oh, yeah.
Not a new burner phone, just a new regular phone.
You're not getting an Android, are you? Because I will
no,
murder you.
No, I'm not. I'm a good, clean boy.
Thank
but
you.
Look how small my phone is. I like the iPhone.
Like it's Pedro.
Mini.
Aw, see? Pedro.
That's actually your background image?
Yes!
I'm upset.
It is.
I thought it would be me.
No. Actually, I did make one that was you as a joke, and I can switch to it right now.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
But I have the iPhone Mini, which I actually like. I like the small one. I was the only person who bought this.
Yeah, I
but now I'm so blind I can't
there
read it anymore.
There you go.
That's just me holding my
ass. It's him holding his ass.
That's not a good
and
one.
And T-Bone standing there.
That's not a good one.
It's good.
Tyvis is going to be angry this weekend. I'll tell you why. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident on the right shoulder of southbound 71 on the north side between Polaris Parkway and 270, causing a couple-minute delay there. And there's a couple-minute slowdown on southbound 315 between 3rd Avenue and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Macy's Backstage. Macy's Backstage is a whole department inside your Macy's store where you can find so many holiday essentials all for under $25. With new arrivals every day, you never know what amazing deals you'll find. Don't wait. Find a location at macysbackstage.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. After being fired for having an inappropriate relationship with a staff member, ex-Michigan head coach Sherrone Moore has been charged with third-degree felony home invasion, misdemeanor stalking, and misdemeanor breaking and entering. His next hearing is January 22nd of next year. A new member of the Heisman fraternity will be named tomorrow night in New York City. Either Ohio State's Julian Say and Indiana's Fernando Mendoza, Notre Dame's Jeremiah Love, or Vanderbilt's Diego Pavia will take home the coveted honor. Also tomorrow, Army and Navy clash in the 126th playing of America's game here on The Fan at 3. NFL, Browns ruled out corner Denzel Ward, tight end David Njoku, guard Wyatt Teller, and tackle Jack Conklin Sunday at the Bears. Bengals ruled out receiver T. Higgins Sunday versus the Ravens. This update sponsored by Lion's Den, the official store for pleasure, passion, and romance. Shop discreetly in-store or online and unlock a world of confidence and connection at Lion's Den.
Timmy desperately needs you to listen to this show so he can pay for his stupid dog's 10th ACL surgery. This is Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out today. Jen Winters is here with me. Give me a number, Jenny.
12.
Call number 12 right now. 614-821-9710. Gets two tickets to see Bob Dylan at the Palace Theater on Thursday, April 9th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
That's awesome.
This is our last pair that we have.
Yeah.
I'm giving away pairs all week. This is the last one. Are you a big Bob Dylan fan?
I love Bob Dylan.
Are you going to go see Bob?
I probably will, yes. I've seen him three, four times maybe.
What's your favorite Dylan song? I said mine was Tangled Up in Blue.
That's a good one. I like Rainy Day Women. Yeah, Rainy Day Women.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Jenny.
Yeah. He's very, if you go see him, just beware.
Beware?
It's not going to sound like how you think it's going to sound.
No.
No.
He's doing like full orchestral, like jazz stuff.
Right.
Too,
and
right?
So all of the songs are totally different than the way that they are on record. And, it's fun. And then sometimes people in the crowd yell really loud, like, enunciate. It's funny.
Well, you went to the wrong place.
If you're at a Bob Dylan concert, that's what you're going to get.
Our guy, Tyvus Powell, he hosts Mornings with T-Bone, 6 to 9 here on The Fan. He is he's a good man.
Yes.
I like him very much.
I love him.
We, however, don't see eye to eye on a couple things.
Bread
is one of them. The fact that he will not drink dark liquids.
That is so weird.
Yeah, so no Coke, no nothing for him.
Coffee or
no
tea
coffee,
or anything.
No, it's got to be light. Sprite's okay.
Yeah.
It's not a pop thing. It's just a dark thing,
liquids.
Which I think is racist to the drinks. But he also is a fan of every single football game being played in a climate-controlled atmosphere.
See that? No, that's dumb.
He says, don't you want to see both of these teams at their best?
No.
And I said, that's not what football is. I mean, first of all, you're dealing with injuries. You're dealing with a long season. You have teams that are adapting week to week based on what the health of their squad is, what their roster looks like. Football, sports by nature, I guess, not just football, team sports, is adaption by nature.
Yes.
You know, how do we always hear next man up, right? Well, we got a third baseman with a bum ankle. Should I lay down a bunt and test it? No, that wouldn't be sporting of me. No, of course you do. That's gamesmanship. You have a team that's more apt to take advantage of the weather. You slow the game down.
Yes.
You take advantage of the weather. And this weekend, we're going to have some weather.
We're going to have a lot of weather this weekend.
We're going to have some wet weather. So Browns are at the Bears. They got the polar vortex coming down this weekend. Sunday in Chicago, high of 11, wind gusts up to 22.
Oh.
Wind chills in the negatives.
I mean, off of the lake like that?
They are not expecting any precip, but it's still going to be
just cold.
Very, very cold. Also, Ravens at the Bengals on Sunday, 1 o'clock. High of 12.
Nice.
In the Queen City.
That's a balmy day.
Wind gusts up to 17. Wind chills 0 or less. Chargers at the Chiefs in Kansas City. See, I'm upset that we're not going to get a lot of snow. It's just cold stuff. High of 23.
Cold stuff is still fun, though, because that's when you're like, oh, they can't catch the ball very well.
Wind gusts up to 10. Bills the faces. Patriots.
Yeah. Oh, see, but those are both cold weather teams.
Right. Bills the Patriots, though. High of 32. 1 to 3 inches of snow expected during the game. Wind gusts up to 21.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
We got a little snow on that one.
I like it when the games look like you're playing football on Hoth. And if you don't get that, I'm sorry.
Josh Allen, by the way, statistically is the best quarterback in the snow.
Yes. I mean, he should be. You know, when
right.
you think
he's,
about it.
He's a North Dakota dude.
Well, and here's the other thing. The Bills, they're getting it right with their new stadium.
I'm with
no
you.
No dome.
And they're doing natural grass, too.
Yes. But the one thing they did not do, parking garage. So the poor players, when they leave to go, like, they're playing someplace else.
The players don't even get a parking garage?
No. And so they get back, and there's usually, like, 8 feet of snow, so they have to dig their cars out.
Well, they have people that I'm sure
I know,
will
but
do
it's
that.
Still really funny. No parking garage. So,
Colts, the Seahawks, not cold, but rain expected. High of 56. Dolphins at the Steelers on Monday night. High of 22. Feels like 12. Wind gusts up to 18. Slight chance of precipitation. By the way, in case you're wondering how Tua, Dolphins quarterback, does in under 40 degrees, it's not good.
Not
He's
good at all.
0-5. His teams have a point differential of minus 96 in those games.
Well, and that wind whips around down there and where the three rivers meet, so it's not pretty.
That's a real stat. I remember for years, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had not won a game in sub 40 degree temperatures for like 20 years.
That's just nuts.
And they played in a division. They were in the NFC Central.
Yeah.
Right? In a division with the Bears and the Packers, and they played outdoor games, cold weather outdoor games every single year.
And they never adapted.
It was like an automatic loss every single year. I don't think they won one until the year they went to the playoffs and won the Super Bowl with Brad Johnson. I think that's right.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild that Brad Johnson is a Super Bowl winning quarterback?
But that was so long ago, wasn't
we should
it?
We should make a list.
How long ago was that?
Of the most, like, nondescript, forgettable quarterbacks to win the Super Bowl. Brad Johnson, Teddy, who else would put on this? Trent Dilfer, we'd put on that
Absolutely.
List.
Absolutely.
That's right? What I was going to say. Trent Dilfer, yeah.
Like, Mark Rippon, we put him on the list. He was with the Redskins at the time they won the Super Bowl.
That was in 2005. How was that only 20 years ago?
Yeah.
It seems much longer.
What was Tampa Bay and Brad Johnson?
Yes.
Who else? I'm not talking about played in the Super Bowl. I'm talking about winning the Super Bowl. Because I want to say Jake DeLome, but Jake DeLome, they didn't win the Super Bowl, the Carolina Panthers.
Did Frank Reich play in the Super Bowl during those Bills?
I think he did in one
in
of
the one,
them.
Because there was that amazing comeback game
yeah.
where they beat
Houston.
Houston. And Frank Reich was the quarterback.
Yes, this segment's called...
Remember that
guy? Also, I was reading a piece today saying the way to avoid all this Notre Dame drama is to simply expand the playoff. Then we won't have this problem.
Or just, you know, blacklist
teams.
Them.
Well, that's why you're here.
That's what I want. This is Blacklist Notre Dame. Join a conference or die.
The way to avoid all of this drama is to force Notre Dame to play by the rules as everybody else.
Huff farts, Notre Dame. That's what you can do.
And they've held on to their independence much longer than I thought they were going to.
Stupid idiots.
But I think there comes a point where you have to admit, especially if the other ADs band together and freeze you out.
I love that for them.
If they follow through with
they
it.
They need to. That's the thing. Well, that and the ACC has kind of done that to them because they have how many games are allowed to play against ACC teams, even though they're not a part of the ACC when it comes to football. They're playing like the lower tier ACC like schools. And it's not helping them with, you know, their power.
Is that something that Notre Dame wants, though? Or that the ACC
I think
wants.
It's the ACC, so it kind of helps to prevent them from getting those playoff chances. But if this stupid playoff committee is going to put this new clause in, where
it's,
if they're
it's
ranked,
in. It's in writing.
It's so freaking stupid, man. I hate it. I hate it so much. I hate that everybody has to bend over backwards for them. Why? It's dumb.
They're too powerful.
It's stupid.
They're too powerful.
Who cares?
That's always been the line. Is it still applicable? That's the question.
Don't suck at the beginning of the season. How about that?
Honestly, you look at what Ohio State brings to the table. Ohio State was in the most watched game of the year, Ohio State and Michigan. They were in the second highest watched, most watched game of the year in the Big Ten championship game, and the third.
Right.
When they played Texas. I just wonder, like, what's the highest rated Notre Dame broadcast?
Hold, please.
Well, you look that up, because I want to know where they rank, because there's some SEC matchups that are thrown in there as well. Big, powerful SEC matchups. But I wonder, what's the highest rated Notre Dame game of the season? Also, the Cabbage, speaking of Notre Dame, reports that Michigan has interest in Brown's offensive coordinator, former Notre Dame guy, Tommy Rees, for their head job.
Miami, August 31st, 10.8 million people on ESPN.
That was week one.
First game, yes.
Okay.
And that was it.
Was that on, did they play that on Sunday?
Yeah, because
so they had the whole day to themselves for the most part.
Yeah, I believe that's when they did it.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. You know what? That was quick on that. Thank you, Jenny.
I type fast.
There's gossip with Michigan quarterback Bryce Underwood. I'll share it with you coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 5-minute slowdown if you're on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. There's also a 5-minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 and Bixby Road on the East Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by rrfoundationspecialist.com. Trust R&R Foundation Specialist for expert waterproofing and foundation solutions. Family owned, honest, and thorough. No hidden fees, just proven results. Stop leaks and moisture before they spread. Visit rrfoundationspecialist.com to schedule your free assessment today. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Join the Fan weeknights at 6 for the Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State, yes, yes it is. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy skies, light winds, and a dry finish on this Friday. Temperatures in the mid-30s. Overnight, staying in the 20s with mostly cloudy skies and light winds to start your Saturday. Snow comes in fast. From the middle part of the day through the afternoon and evening, accumulation during the day 3 to 5 inches. As we get through Sunday, much colder air, highs only in the teens. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
Some breaking college football news, Jen.
What?
Kyle Whittingham is stepping down as head coach at Utah.
Oh.
After 21 years. He doesn't, I'm reading the statement here, says the time is right to step down from my position as the head football coach at the University of Utah. It's been an honor and a privilege to lead the program for the past 21 years, and I'm very grateful for the relationships forged with all the players and assistant coaches that I've worked so hard and proudly worn the drum and feather during our time here. The opportunity to guide somebody, blah, 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 blah. He doesn't use the word retirement in any of this. So I'm going to say he, too, was having an affair with his assistant, and that's about to come out.
This is so fascinating.
No, I'm sure that's not the case.
No, the only reason I'm saying this, because for those of you who don't know, I love reality TV from Bravo more than anything in the world. Now, it's the football and reality Bravo TV. That's my life. So one of the assistant coaches, they call him Coach Shaw for Utah. His wife, Jen Shaw, was on the Salt Lake City Real Housewives, and she has been in jail for the past few years. It's been like a Ponzi scheme.
She's in jail. His wife is in jail?
His wife is in jail for a Ponzi scheme. She did money laundering. She bilked elderly people out of their savings.
And he didn't know anything about this?
And she took all of this. Like, they kind of questioned, but it really, he took none of this. And so he has kept his job as an assistant coach with Utah this entire time. She's coming out of jail either next week or right before Christmas. This whole thing is so fascinating, and I can't wait to hear more about this, because I wonder if he's going to keep his job at Utah with the head coach stepping down, and if not, what's going to happen to the Shaw family? Sorry, I'm very, very intrigued.
Oh, you're not suggesting that Kyle Whittingham had any dealings with this?
No. This whole thing, like, it wrapped itself up in 2021, 2022, when she was sent to jail. But he's stayed clean. Coach Shaw has stayed clean, and he's been employed this entire time by Utah. This is so cool. Sorry. I'm a big dork when it comes to this stuff.
How old is Whittingham, Teddy? What do you think he is? Like 60? You can just give me your guess. You don't have to look it up.
He's 66.
Well, why don't we look him up?
Yes.
We have Google. It's easy to check.
He's 66.
All right. Well, he doesn't say retirement here. Maybe he's going to Michigan.
Oh.
I don't know that. So his last game will be in the Las Vegas Bowl on New Year's Eve.
Who do they play?
I don't know. I don't care. It's the difference.
Wow.
What did I tease for you? Oh, there is some rumblings about Bryce Underwood, Michigan starting quarterback. Obviously, his head coach is in jail.
Nebraska. Utah, Nebraska.
Oh.
In the Las Vegas Bowl.
Okay, thank you.
I just had to find out.
It's the battle of the same uniforms.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Gossip with Bryce Underwood. He had originally, before he wound up going to Michigan, committed to LSU.
Yes.
And so there is some thought that he could transfer to LSU after all of this goes down.
I'm sure he will, right?
Well, he'll transfer somewhere, I would assume. I don't know. But then again, Portnoy's checks are probably still clearing, right? Just because there's a coaching change doesn't mean those checks go away. If anything, they increase because they want you to stick around.
There's no way he's sticking around. There is no way.
I kind of hope he does, because I think he sucks.
Well, I can't see the majority of that team. It just depends on who they get as the head coach.
And this story is just for you.
Uh-oh.
One Buffalo Bills star is brave enough to admit that he wasn't immune to losing the battle of the bowels during his decade-long NFL career. Now, you, very famously, At your previous workplace.
Yes.
Pooped your pants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's because I had a very bad stomach bug.
Well, I assume it wasn't just because it was fun.
I was in the bathroom and I puked, and that's what happened.
Came out of both ends.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. Well, former Bills Pro Bowl center Mitch Morse opened up about his tummy troubles during a recent interview with ESPN's Kevin Clark. Morse was asked to share some behind-the-scenes stories. And one rather gross tale came to Morris's mind. Here's a quote. In 2023, I was feeling a little under the weather, so I got two IVs. And I'm in a play-action pass in the fourth quarter, and I just deuce my pants quickly and violently. And I just ran off the field, and they somehow know. I go into the concussion tent, and I've had a bunch of concussions in my career, so my family's freaking out. And then I come out and play in the game later. They called it a wardrobe malfunction. So if you ever see something that says a wardrobe malfunction on a report about the medical thing, that's someone who deuced their pants.
I like how he says violently.
He says quickly and violently.
You think, somebody's in charge of taking those pants and then
of course,
you just,
I wanted of course. To know too. What do they do with the pants?
Do you just throw them in the trash or do they say, hey, we're going to put these in the washing machine and we're going to clean these things? And
the owner's not going to like it if we just throw these pants away.
And what color scrape were them the down. Pants, though?
Yeah, were they the,
like, were they the white ones?
Or blue
was it
or?
The all red game? Red. Were they blue? So many questions.
I mean, clearly he's not the first one to,
no,
crap
no, no,
his
no.
pants.
Joe Paterno.
Guys, well. Yes.
It's still my favorite thing ever.
But guys crap their pants all the time. Guys vomit on the field.
Oh, yeah.
They vomit on the ball.
They vomit on the ball.
And they just keep playing. It's like, oh, I feel better.
So
okay. It's an interesting
I love
game,
football.
Man. I know.
It's
I love football, too.
So gross.
And I love the attitudes of dudes who play football. And it's not just football.
It's like Mark Schlereth.
We don't have as many, you know, I pooped my pants stories in the game of hockey.
No.
But just this week, I forget who it was. Damn it. But they were playing. They got hit. Tooth fell out.
Yes.
Okay? Tooth on the ice. So imagine the collision that had to take place for your tooth to be knocked out.
It's violent.
He picked up the tooth and didn't leave the ice. He finished his shift. And then he didn't miss any time.
Did he shove the tooth back up in his mouth?
Even when the shift was over, he went back to the bench. He handed the tooth to like an equipment manager and he stayed on the bench and played the next shift.
Well, he wanted the tooth fairy to come and give him money. Come on.
You ever get money from the tooth fairy?
Yeah.
How much?
Like a dollar.
I always got change. See, when Samantha was losing teeth.
Yeah.
Well, she still has some back teeth to lose, but that.
But those are more like.
The molars don't happen for a while.
No.
But she would start to lose teeth. Like when she first started and we did, you know, Tooth Fairy would come and she would say, oh, my friend at kindergarten, they lost their teeth. They got $20 from the
what?
Tooth Fairy. I said, $20?
$20?
We got to have some sort of parental code here. That's ridiculous. I don't care if you can afford it. I don't care if Bill Gates is your pappy. $20 from the Tooth Fairy is excessive, and we shouldn't be doing it. I told her straight up, we don't do that. Tooth Fairy's not going to give you $20.
No.
Because we set the rules for the Tooth Fairy.
Which I think every parent should. Every parent should be setting the rules for the Tooth Fairy. And whatever they want to pay out is what they pay out. The Tooth Fairy is the middleman in that case.
We had the same conversation about the elf.
Yeah.
We never had the elf.
I think that's for the best, honestly.
We didn't do the elf, and she said, well, how come we have some of my friends have the elf, and I don't have
They're
it?
They're really bad.
Do the elves not like me? And I said, no, the elves like you very much, and Santa loves you. However, Santa asks every single parent before, would you like an elf? Sent to your house. And I said, no, thank you, because I have all my expensive stereo equipment down there, and I don't want the elf to break anything. That made all the sense in the world.
No, that tracks.
Yeah, because it was true.
I mean, I don't have kids, so I don't know how Santa works when it comes to said elf on the shelf. I did, though, I've taken a few pictures. We have an office elf.
That's right.
And so
one that is Will Howard.
Yes. Well, we have one that is not Will Howard also. And his name is Zeta.
Oh, okay. Named after our audio system
yes.
that we have
and
here.
And so
that
I have
loves?
Taken some pictures of Zeta getting into things, especially with the Seinfeld gang and the Festivus pole.
Which one was playing ping pong today?
Today, that was Will Howard, because he talked with Max, and Max put Will Howard on the ping pong table.
I see.
Yes. Yeah. Some listener sent you to me and Ted.
That's
Will Howard, yeah. A Will Howard elf on the shelf. It's really cute.
I know, it is very cute.
It's adorable.
One of the biggest college football events of 2026 has an official date on the calendar.
What?
I'm going to tell you what it is coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 35-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking the left lane on southbound 270 on the west outer belt at West Broad Street. It is stop and go from Roberts Road. And there's some slower traffic on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. Taco Bell's Luxe Cravings Boxes gives you decadent options. $5 gets you fan favorites, $7 gets you the fancy stuff, and $9 sends you on a journey of flavor exploration. Get yours at participating stores for a limited time. Prices and participation may vary. Drinks exclude freezes, tax extra. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
Timmy's not here today, but Jen Winters is, and she also belongs to the sleep divorced club.
That's right.
She does not sleep with non-sports Matt.
And as of late, Harley's been with non-sports Matt because Harley drives me crazy.
Harley is
the
your dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she...
What does she do that drives you crazy?
She wants attention all the time. And
she's a dog.
I know, but she's like in my face and it's like, I can't with you right now. So Matt doesn't put up with that.
So what does he do? Just beat her into submission?
No. She sleeps on the floor and she's quiet and good for him. And you know, you try and bring her in and it's like, I'm in your face all night. I hate it.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct.
Ooh.
Did you know that now is the perfect time to call Universal Windows Direct? Have you heard of the polar vortex? All right, it's going to swoop down. We're going to get like 0 degree temperatures. We're going to get some snow this weekend. And if you're next to your windows and you can feel cold air coming in, that means the hot air that you're paying good money for is escaping. It's financially irresponsible not to call Universal Windows Direct because they have windows with super spacer technology. It was developed by NASA. That helps keep the hot air inside and the cold air outside. I want you to call for your free in-home estimate today, 614-502-5220 or universalwindowsdirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I love that.
I love it.
You're very good at that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Also, please go on YouTube and you can watch us look like douchebags in our tracksuits today. I do approve of it. I like a good soap opera. So do you.
I love a good soap opera.
And I love it when the hillbillies down south are involved in a football soap opera.
Oh, yeah.
And so we got it on the calendar today. The SEC has released their regular season schedule for 2026. By the way, congratulations. They're going to join everybody else and play a 9-game conference schedule.
Wow. Good
for
job.
Them.
Yay, SEC.
And then we'll have to hear how difficult it is.
You dumb
Hicks.
Like,
we got to take the Citadel off the schedule. What are we going to do?
Oh.
So, we now know that LSU and their new head coach, Lane Kiffin, will be making his return to Ole Miss on September 29th. I'm sorry, September 19th.
Nice.
So, set that calendar.
Oh, I'm excited.
September 19th.
Wow, I wonder what that's going to be like.
Who is your most hated coach in all of sports?
Oh, man.
Doesn't have to be active. Can just be... all time.
I mean, I think Belichick is up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because
he's so good. And there was always something. I love his story now. I'm here for the...
You're here for the diddling of the...
Well, the Jordan Hudson is just an extra little funny thing on top of the fact that he's too old to coach.
He's too old to
coach. The game has passed him by.
Ageist. That's what you are.
No, the game has passed him by, and he has not been willing to look at the game from a younger set of eyes. Or
he is,
even,
he's got a younger set of eyes.
Right, but I don't think she really cares about that.
He's made the change now. He's fixed the problem. He fired Freddie Kitchens today.
Oh,
as
well,
the offensive
there you
coordinator.
Go. That's right.
Freddie's gone. Freddie got fingered, right, Teddy?
Also, not a fan of Phil Jackson.
No, that's my guy.
I know he is.
You just hate winners, don't you?
No, I love me some Lenny Wilkins. Rest in peace. I'm a Cavs fan. I don't care for the Bulls. I don't care for the Lakers. Yeah,
I just
and then
hate
in baseball,
that's good.
Joe Torre
again, a winner. Like the nicest man ever.
I don't care.
Who's your guy, Bobby Cox?
I saw him get inducted to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Did he beat his wife during the speech?
No, Bobby Cox is a terrible human being.
All right, glad we can agree on that.
Yes, but yeah,
he's a loser too.
Oh yeah, he's a
just
piece
won
of crap.
One World Series? Come on.
Yeah.
All those teams.
Stupid.
You know who's not a loser?
Jim Harbaugh.
Julian Sain.
That's right.
Julian Sain is making the trip to New York for the Heisman ceremony tomorrow, but we found out last night that Jeremiah Smith, he finished sixth, and Caleb Downs finished ninth. They both finished in the top 10 of Heisman voting.
Which is good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Nice. Look, Buckeyes have three guys finishing the top 10 of the Heisman voting. You can make a case that if Carnell Tate was healthy for the entire season, he could be making an appearance on that list too. But Julian Sain talked to Bo Bishop today.
I heard.
He was on Bishop and Friends. I happen to have some audio.
Oh, let's listen.
This is the team's plans between the Big Ten title and the start of the playoff. Here's good, clean boy, Cabbage Patch Doll himself, Julian Sain.
Yeah, we've been, taking a little bit of time to get our bodies healthy, but, we're lifting, we're watching film, we're getting ready, we're preparing, we're practicing. So we're getting ready for this matchup, whether, it's Miami or Texas A&M.
All right, I have a bunch of clips here.
Okay.
Would you like to hear the good, clean boy talk about what he's excited to see most in New York City? Or seeing past Heisman winners at the ceremony?
New York City.
New York City. Here you go, Julian Sain.
You know, I'm just excited to kind of experience what they have planned. I don't have any specific things that I want to go see, but, I'm just excited to see what the experience is and, take it all in.
All right. I'm sort of hard of hearing. It sounded to me like he was excited to see the meth lab. What did he actually say? Let me play it again.
I'm just excited to kind of experience what they have planned.
What they have planned.
I don't have any specific things that I want to go see, but, I'm just excited to see what the experience is and, take it all in.
He wants to take it all in.
I know. I thought he said meth lab. Like, he wouldn't do that.
That's in Albuquerque.
There's many more.
I know.
It's not just, that's the one meth lab.
That's the one meth lab.
Here he is talking about what it means to be a Heisman finalist and sort of reflecting on the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's really special. Growing up, I've always wanted to, be a part of this and, to be in New York for it. It's amazing. I think you just got to take it one day at a time. We had the loss the past weekend and, we're coming and watch the film and, we play another game in, 20 days from now. So I think it's, you just take it one day at a time, but it's a great honor to be here, and I'm really excited.
He had a lot of valuable experience on this team last year. He was sitting, he was looking, and he got to see how Will Howard handled the playoff run. And there was some failure, obviously, with Will Howard throughout the season. We look at the Oregon game, for example, where he shouldered a lot of blame, right or wrong.
Well, especially that last play of the game.
Exactly, for that loss. And here is Julian Sain talking about what he learned from Will Howard.
I think I learned a lot from him just about the way he prepared and the way he was a leader for that team, for that offense. And there were so many great points that, I took from him just, sitting in the meeting room and just so many great points from him. So I think I learned a lot last season.
Now, I've said that Will Howard looks like a grown man version of Elf on the Shelf. And I've said that Julian Sain looks like a grown man version of a Cabbage Patch doll. you can only have one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Dog sit Harley.
Okay.
They both show up. They're both smiling and shaven and clean. Which one do you let in the house babysit? Which one do you trust more?
Okay, no offense to Julian, but I have to go with Will Howard because I've met Will Howard. He's a delightful young man.
He's got the championship ring, too.
He's got a ring, and he's a Steeler. And Harley wears a Steelers collar.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Because you're a Steeler fan, but you hate everything about the Steelers normally.
Except for last week's game. I was very
you enjoyed,
happy.
You enjoyed last week.
Yeah, because they beat the Ravens.
I believe, I concur.
Future. What? Yeah?
That the Ravens are done. They're dead.
Really?
Yes, I do. And for all this, I'm not saying that going away.
Do you think they're
going
to beat the Bengals this weekend?
No.
Really?
Stay tuned for Pick Your Parlay.
Oh. Spoiler.
Spoiler. Ravens done. Lamar Jackson,
really?
Nicky poo-poo. Yes, it's done. I contend. Steeler fans are all upset. Like, we want Mike Tomlin out of here. We want a fresh start. They're going to win this division.
Well, yeah,
they're
because
gonna,
that's what happens.
They're going to win this division. They're going to go to the playoffs. And I think there's no way that Mike Tomlin goes away. He will be your head coach again.
Until I die.
Next year. Until you die.
Well, and poor TJ, with his collapsed lung, he's got a hole in his lung.
How did that happen? Just at practice?
I have no idea. Yeah, that's what it is.
How do you get that back inflated? They put a little like turkey baster in there and you squeeze it?
Whatever the turkey baster.
Little air pump?
How do they plug the tire? They use that.
Right.
It was real good. It was on the side. It's not too bad.
Here is Julian saying on why he wanted to come to Ohio State.
Yeah, I think I wanted to come to Ohio State, you know, just because of the tradition here, you know, the quarterback development that Coach Day has and, you know, the talent around you, an offense and a great defense. So I think it's all kind of played out as to the way I wanted it to. We still have more football left to play. But, you know, from a perspective of what I wanted in a school, I think it's been awesome.
You can go listen to that entire Julian Sayin interview. Just go to Bo Bishop's podcast, Bishop and Friends. Subscribe to it. Today's show.
You can also go. There is a clip of it. A clip. It's the full interview on the Fans YouTube page. Go to the Fans YouTube page. Click on videos. And it should be one of the first ones up there.
Why do you have to, like, one up me?
Because I put it up there earlier.
All right.
Sorry.
I told people to subscribe to the podcast. You got to one up me.
Do that too. Do everything.
Okay.
Please. Thank you.
You know what? I've said this for a while. I want people to think of me as the Dear Abby of the radio world. Come to me for your advice, because I think Dear Abby's advice sucks, actually. And we actually had somebody email goodcleanboy@gmail.com week. Asking for wedding proposal advice. Now, I'm not actually going to. Well, maybe we can. We can read the email and we can give some advice. Maybe some tales of our own wedding proposals.
Oh, people will totally love mine.
Well, save it.
I am. I'm not saying anything.
That is coming up next. She is Jen. She's in for Timmy. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
There's an accident causing some delay on Morse Road at Northtown Boulevard, and there's a 5-minute delay due to a crash that's on southbound 71 at 270. On the north side, it is slow traffic from Big Walnut Road. This report is sponsored by FranklinCrisisCare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at FranklinCrisisCare.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Sunday Night Football on The Fan. Catch the Vikings and Cowboys live from Jerry World.
Fan coverage starts Sunday at 7:30.
Sponsored by Roosters, a fun casual joint.
Your radio home of the NFL, The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Working? Because we barely are. It's Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football and quiet quitting. The Fan.
Remember that funny line from Christmas Vacation?
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Well, these morons keep jamming them down our throats, so they're not funny anymore. Here's Man and Timmy.
I talked to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Men, the holiday season is here, full of hustle, bustle, packed with activity. But when your energy is drained, you're not sleeping well, and your hibbity-dibbity drive is nowhere to be found, then maybe it's tough to feel festive. These could be signs of low testosterone. If that's what's going on, tis the season to take action and get treated. It's just science, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that men, when they get to be in their early to mid-30s, start losing 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every year?
Say more.
It doesn't have to be that way.
What?
There's no special, like, you know, testosterone gum that you can chew.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that ad on Instagram. Sold to me by big busted ladies.
See, I don't get that in my feed.
Oh, I get them in my feed because I'm a dirty perv. But Instagram's not going to cure your low testosterone. But my friends at Tri-State Men's Health, good news. They do this all day, every single day. Pop on their website right now, tristatemenshealth.com. You take a quiz, takes 2 minutes, yes or no answers, and that may tell you if you need to stop in the office and have them look at you. And if you do, it's easy peasy. First appointment, just $99. And if you decide on testosterone that day, your appointment is free. Call them today. 800-99. You know, I read this phone number all the time. You'd think I'd know what the hell it is. 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
There you go.
Promo code JenWinters.
Oh, stop it.
For an extra shot in the ace. It's a 2-for-1.
Hey.
What did I tease for you?
A proposal.
Oh, yes. Please email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. And I do see some of your jailbirds in there, and I'll get to that. But, you know, we had a nice man. I won't say his name because I don't want
to out him
if his future fiance happens to be listening. But he said that he's traveling this weekend to go get engaged.
Aw.
He's going to Chicago.
Okay.
I don't know if she lives there.
Cold engagement.
They just like the city. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. But he said, do you have any proposal stories or tips? And so I can't give you a tip because I don't know the personality of the woman you're going to ask. For example, I'm sure there are women out there that would love and find endearing a very public engagement, like at a restaurant or at a sports event, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to do that with my wife, she would say no, punch me in the throat, and that would be the end of it because she's just not that type of gal.
Me either.
How did you get engaged?
It's funny. So non-sports Matt, my husband and I had been together for 10 years. We actually, this upcoming year will be our 25th year together and our 15th year married. And so we were living together in sin and it was like 9 years.
Good Bon Jovi song, Living in Sin.
So we were standing around the kitchen and I looked at him and I said, you know, I want to make a salad, but I'd really like a salad spinner. If we got married, I could put one on a wedding registry. And he's like, okay. And I said, can we just talk about it? Because, I mean, it'd been 9 years since we had been dating. We were the last of all of our friends to get married. And so we talked literally for like an hour and a half.
About the pros and cons?
Yes. And everything else that gets involved when you're married, and whether, you know, we wanted kids and all this other stuff, and if we wanted to own a home and blah, 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 blah.
You've been together for 10 years. You didn't know that?
We did, but we really never really had talked about it before. And so we get done with the conversation, and I said, well, Matt, will you marry me? And he's like, no, I have to ask you.
So you asked him?
I asked him, but he technically asked me. We had no rings. We had nothing. I said, yes, but you need to go talk to Len, my dad. I said, so please go talk to him. He goes and he talks to Len. He was very nervous. He dressed up nicely. He went to my dad's office, and my dad was like, you've been with her for almost 10 years. You know how she is. Good luck to you.
So that was his blessing.
That was basically the blessing.
And all of this started
because
you wanted a salad spinner.
We got 3 salad spinners.
I don't know whether that's pathetic or cute, that story.
It's us.
Probably a little bit
of
both.
Pathetic. It is.
I did a very bad engagement.
What did you do?
It was bad. I thought I was going to do something clever.
Uh-oh.
Because when I first met Kristen, I knew, like, after our first date that I really, really liked her.
Mm-hmm.
I knew after our second date that I was probably going to marry this girl. Just, I knew right away. And so we had gotten pretty close pretty quick. And so I think it was just a foregone conclusion for both of us that we were going to get married
mm-hmm.
and engaged. We were, you know, heavy I love yous and all that stuff, right? And so the holiday season was coming up, and I knew that she knew that something was coming.
Yeah.
And I'd already bought the ring.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I already bought the ring and all of that. And it's like, well, she's almost expecting it now. Like, every little thing, like, let's go to dinner for the holidays, and she's, ooh, is this the night? And all of that. Well, it was Christmas. I was going, my parents were still in Chicago. I was going to spend the Christmas holidays with my parents. She was not going to come. She had to work.
Mm-hmm.
So she stayed back here. And I said, and we're going to do our Christmas after I get back. And I said, this is my perfect opportunity to throw her off the scent. So I'm talking to her on the phone. It's like the 23rd, December 23rd.
Yeah.
And I said, I sold it. I said, you know what? I love you very much. I want to spend the rest of my life with you, but I've decided I don't want to get married ever. Just not in the cards.
The hell?
For me. I wanted to throw her off the scent.
That's terrible.
And yes, it was.
Did you not think about it?
I thought about it, but I'm stupid.
That's the problem.
I thought then when I got back, she'd be so surprised because we just had this conversation. And she seemed to take it in pretty well. And I hung up the phone. I was very
proud.
Was
she pissed when you got home?
I was very proud of myself. No, it's even worse. So about 3 hours later, my future father-in-law calls me and says, why is my daughter crying hysterically?
You just didn't think that this
I'm
would
stupid!
Cause that?
I'm stupid!
Dear God, man.
And so then I said to him, no, it's really okay, because when I get home, I'm going to ask her to marry me. It was not good.
No.
It was not good, because then I had to wait like 3 more days to get home. She was miserable for 3 days.
And it was Christmas.
And it was Christmas.
Well.
But then 18 years later, here we are.
Good for you.
So, in long story long, I'm in no position to give you tips on getting engaged.
Yeah, and I mean.
And neither is she, because she's talking about salad spinners.
Yeah.
Pick your parlay.
Good luck to you.
Are you ready for pizzazz?
I love pizzazz.
You better be pizzazzed.
I'm so pizzazzed. It's pizzazz.
All right, because I did an extra line of Coke. I'm ready to go.
Oh, that's where mine went.
Pick your parlay is coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident on southbound 270 on the west outer belt at West Broad Street, causing about a 10-minute delay there and some stop-and-go traffic from Cemetery Road. And there's a 5-minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and North Broadway. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Transportation. What do we do to be safe and ready to go? Buckle up, phones down, take it slow. Let's work together to ensure everyone makes it home for the holidays. Brought to you by ODOT, the Ohio State Highway Patrol, and Ohio Traffic Safety Office. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. Ex-Michigan head coach Sharon Moore has been charged with third-degree felony home invasion, misdemeanor stalking, and misdemeanor breaking and entering. He was fired for having an inappropriate relationship with a staff member on Wednesday. His next hearing is January 22nd of next year. Utah head coach Kyle Whittingham is retiring after 21 seasons leading the Utes. Whittingham succeeded Urban Meyer in 2005 and has been part of Utah's staff since 1994. Ohio State quarterback Julian Sand landed in New York City for the Heisman Trophy presentation, which will be Saturday night at 8. He looks to become OSU's first Heisman winner since Troy Smith in 2006. Also tomorrow, Hillier native Blake Horvath and Navy face Army in the 126th rendition of America's Game at 3:30. NFL Browns corner Denzel Ward, tight end David Njoku, guard Wyatt Teller, and tackle Jack Conklin will miss Sunday's game of the Bears. Bengals receiver T. Higgins will miss Sunday's game versus the Ravens. Breaking sports news when it happens with a fan, Ohio Sports Destination.
Common man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
Happy Friday. Timmy's out today. Jen Winters is with me. I've been neglecting to go to jails. I'm very sorry.
It's okay.
Mostly because I forgot how to work the burner phone. But this is from goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Brother Lomas. I was driving to Walmart to buy a Soundgarden CD when some a-hole just dropped on the radio that Larry King is dead. No primer, just drop that SH. Now I got to deal with that. They didn't even give a 1-800 number for grief counseling or nothing. I got to reprogram my TiVo. You effed my whole day. Thanks, common man. I will send myself to jail. By the way, a lot of people are sending me to jail for my proposal for my wife. Look, I understand. It was a terrible proposal. It's terrible, but we've been happily married now for, what is,
Okay, you're not remembering the amount of years.
No, I'm thinking we got, it's 19 years in March.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be 19 years in March. Happily married.
15 years in June for me.
For you.
Yes. Yeah.
But you were together for 10 years.
25.
You were living in sin.
25 in January together.
They call it love. They call it living in sin.
Wow.
I sound better than Bon Jovi does right now.
Yes, you do.
Are you ready for some pizzazz?
Oh, so much pizzazz.
Some jazz hands?
Yeah.
Some pick your parlay.
Common Man and Timmy present Pick Your Parlay.
One of my favorite games of the year. Army and Navy. 9-2 Navy, who flirted with a playoff spot at times this season, is a 6.5-point favorite. They ended the season with two nice victories against South Florida. Hello, Brian Hartline and Memphis. But when they were tested against North Texas and Notre Dame, bad. Yes, they still play the triple option, but they play it with a twist. They'll throw the ball a little bit more, but the running game is still where everything lives. Army, on the other hand, also plays the triple option, but it's probably the triple option that you're thinking of. Boring, passing is rare. They've only thrown for 861 yards on the year. I think the midshipmen of Navy win in a slugfest and cover the 6.5. How about some NFL, Jenny?
Yes.
Bengals hosting the Ravens on Sunday. No T. Higgins. Joe Burrow's been listening to a lot of Cure albums as he ponders how long he wants to keep playing football. Lost in all of this is the reality that the Ravens are just not any good. Lamar Jackson has had a disappointing season, and he's probably more hurt than we're led to believe. We thought the defense was better until it wasn't. Ravens are 3-point road favorites. I think the Bengals win straight up. Let's do some quick hitters.
Patriots are 11-2. They have the best record in the league, but they find themselves home dogs against the Bills. I don't like that. Pats win. The Jags, yes, the 9-4 Jags are 13-point favorites at home against the Jets. The Jets are starting a guy you've never heard of before. What's his name? Brady Cook, undrafted rookie from Missouri. Jags cover. I like the 49ers to cover the 11.5 against the Titans. Panthers are in first place all by themselves. All they have to do is go on the road and beat the three-win Saints. But they won't! Saints win, and the Vikings came back to life last week, shutting out the Commanders. J.J. McCarthy actually looked like a competent quarterback. Will it continue in Dallas this weekend, Teddy? No! And J.J. McCarthy has to bail Sherrone Moore out of jail. Cowboys cover the 6. Throw $10 on that mess, and you win 1,500 smackaroos.
Wow.
Jen Winters.
I've got tonight the Cavs beating the abysmal Washington Wizards. Tomorrow, Army-Navy. My family's full of Navy men. Navy.
Midshipmen?
Midshipmen.
I don't like this pizzazz. This is not enough pizzazz.
I'm sorry. Should I do more jazz hands?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Let's go. That's what I learned the first day of radio broadcasting school.
Uh-huh.
They can always hear you smiling.
I'm sorry. I'm smiling now.
You gotta smile. And an all-American girl.
Okay. Oh.
Jenny Tapp.
All right. Now we're going to the NFL where we're doing money lines. You ready?
Yep.
Do some money. Get your lines up. Jacksonville Jaguars over the Jets. The Houston Texans over the Arizona Cardinals. These are very easy games that I'm
picking.
No
Marvin Harrison in that game.
No Marvin Harrison.
Got the bad heel.
We've got the Eagles over the Raiders because the Raiders are the worst team. You can't tell me. I know the Titans are bad, but the Raiders are terrible. The Bears. Sorry, guys, over the Browns. Not sorry. The Niners over the Tennessee Titans. The Cowboys over the Vikings. Rams over the Lions. The Chargers over the Chiefs. That's a little thing I like to put in there because I'm enjoying the Chiefs meltdown way more than I should be. And finally, the Seattle Seahawks over Philip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts. If you put $10 on that, you get about $291. Sorry, it's not very high. I don't like spending a lot of money on wagering, you know, because it scares me.
That it?
That's it, sorry.
Teddy?
Not very
pizzazzy.
Pizzazz!
Ah, jazz hands. I got a lucky 7-pick parlay here, and 6 of them are going to be unders. These are all football games. I got 2 college football games. Army-Navy, I'm taking the under in that game. It's 38.5. They always usually have low-scoring games, so I'm going to take the under there. The first bowl game of the season tomorrow, Boise State at Washington. I think Boise State will hang with them, so I'm taking they're getting 10 points, so I'm taking the 10 points. All right, let's go to Sunday. We know about all the bad weather this weekend, right? So let's go to Chicago with the Browns and the Bears. I'm taking the under there. That's 38.5. Ravens-Bengals, under there, 51.5. The Bills at the Patriots, under 49.5, I'm getting on that game. And then we go to the Commanders and the Giants, you know, still more bad weather, 46.5. Lastly, Chargers at the Chiefs. This is a lower one, 40.5, but I'm still going with the under. So it's the under Lucky 7 special. Put $10 on that, you're going to get $1,000.
Thank you, Teddy.
You're welcome.
Pizzazz!
Pizzazz!
Speaking of the Chargers at the Chiefs, has anybody heard from Jim Harbaugh at all? Has he released a statement on his good buddy Sherrone Moore at all?
Mm-mm. No, I have not.
I mean,
but it's not my day to watch him. So,
I mean, I figure he's going to be asked about this.
I mean, I have a very bad joke I could make, but I'm not going to do it.
Well, you can't just set me up like that.
About,
I mean, how bad is it? Is it get kicked off the air? We lose our license badge?
I told it to you yesterday.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
No, I think that's perfectly fine. Go ahead.
Okay, my whole thing is if the staffer was pregnant, why didn't they go to Jim Harbaugh to ask if he would like to adopt the baby? Because he said in like 2021 that he was anti-abortion, and if anybody within his family or the Michigan program had an unplanned pregnancy, that he would gladly adopt the child.
Yeah.
So why that was an option? DoorDash
the baby
to Jim Harbaugh.
I don't know if they do that.
It would probably cost a little bit more.
Wrap up the baby and send it DHL.
Yeah, it would cost a little bit more, but they could send it all the way from Michigan out to LA. Sorry, Mom.
Like how that's the thing you have to apologize to your mom for. Not your entire existence no, in doing just, this show.
Everything.
Right?
Yeah.
That one observation.
Yeah.
All right, coming up. A Big Ten team may have to find another place to play football. Details next. Mikey, go pee-pee. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident that's on Roberts Road at Walcott Road, causing some holdup there. And you're looking at a 5-minute slowdown if you're on northbound 270 on the east outer belt between Morse Road and 161. This report is sponsored by FranklinCrisisCare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at FranklinCrisisCare.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Tybus. I need you to know how happy I am to see that man get fired.
He cares about no one's family.
Clearly he knows. What, is his family not getting SNAP benefits now because of this?
T-Bone and Tybus Mornings on the Fan is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy skies, light winds, and a dry finish on this Friday. Temperatures in the mid-30s. Overnight, back down to the 20s with a dry start to the day. Snow arrived, moving in quickly for the afternoon and evening. Be careful out there. 3 to 5 inches likely by the end of the day. And a blustery Sunday with highs only in the teens. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Hey, kids. If you don't buckle down in school and do something productive with your free time, this is your future.
You guys ready to play like big boys yet? Huh? Maybe pick out your own outfits in the morning?
Listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Friday. Timmy is out. Jen Winters is with me today. No final walkthrough today, because obviously the Buckeyes aren't playing, and Timmy does the final walkthrough. I'm not qualified to do all the things that he does.
He does such a good job with that. I love it so much.
Well, he does a job with it.
I give credit and love to it, because I think it's amazing.
USC may have to find a new place to play. The 2028 Olympics may force them out of the Coliseum for a season. Coliseum's been their home since 1923, but they might have to play their 2028 home football games at SoFi Stadium after the Coliseum hosts track and field events for the 2028 Olympics and Paralympic Games. So I guess they have to get it ready for the Olympics,
yeah,
then restore it back to where it's ready for football again, and they say that's going to take about a year to do that.
It's just so funny that they've been playing there for 100 years.
1923.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It's amazing to me how college venues can be fine. I mean, obviously you have to maintain them and you have to throw some money at them and you know, make them current, all that. But in the NFL, we have NFL stadiums like, oh, 25 years?
Right.
We need a new one. Knock it down. College, we have 100-year-old structures, mm-hmm, that we pay attention to, that we mind, but are still standing and still functional. But in the NFL, no,
no.
Can't do it.
Well, I mean, UCLA is going to be leaving the Rose Bowl after next season.
When did they open the Rose Bowl? God, it's got to be close to 100 years on the Rose Bowl, right?
October 28th, 1922.
Feverishly Google. So the Rose Bowl is technically older than the Coliseum.
All right. That's the one thing that I'm the most proud of. And if Samantha, she needs to take a typing class in high school. It was the most beneficial class I ever took in my life.
Typing?
Typing.
I can't type right. I type with like two fingers.
Oh, you need to take a class.
Ohio State Police say they're aware and offering support to Jaden Fielding. After he missed the kick against Indiana last weekend, he's getting apparently a lot of social media threats and stuff like that. All right, two thoughts on this. You know, I'm the guy who comes on the radio and yells about things. But we have to have lines in society that we just don't cross.
Right.
Okay. You know, back in the day, Luke Fickle orders a pizza.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
The delivery guy comes to his house with the pizza and also gives him a piece of his mind about how the defense is not performing up to expectations. You can email a radio show, right? You can even throw that at your opinion on social media. That I don't think this defense is living up to expectations. And to me, that's completely fine. That comes with the job. When we start singling people out and throwing personal attacks at them or coming at them where they live or approaching them in a grocery store when they're feeling the plums. That to me is a line that we just don't cross, right. Especially when it comes to threats of physical harm. Jaden Fielding had previously said that after he missed those two kicks against Michigan last year, he had 100,000 tweets threatening him.
That's ridiculous.
That goes to the other thing. And he shouldn't have to do this, but look, you just sometimes you have to submit. Stop reading your mentions.
Yeah.
Turn the comments off. Stop reading your mentions. It's not healthy for you. Just don't do it. First of all, let's not do that as society, but he also needs to turn that crap off. And if there are realistic, severe threats to his well-being or his family's well-being, the police should find those people, prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
It's just, we all were upset. I said bad words. Duh. I cuss. What a surprise.
Everybody's upset.
I was upset.
There's a lot of reasons why they lost that game. It wasn't just him.
A missed field goal. There were a lot of things that happened in that game. And even if it was just his problem,
right. You
don't do that. Leave him alone. He's a kid.
I've told this story before. It amazes me how many people have not had a moment like this. Because we're talking about like adults who should know better doing things like this. I was probably, you know, 7, 8 years old. I was in the car with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Big Chicago Bears fans. The Bears just lost again. And they're being mismanaged by Virginia McCaskey's idiot son, Mike McCaskey. He was the president of the Bears. I remember saying to my dad, I said, "Do you know where Mike McCaskey lives?" And he looks at me and says, "Well, why?" I say, "Yeah, maybe we can just go to his house and like throw a brick through one of his windows or something." The look on his face was sheer terror, as it should be.
It should be.
And as soon as the words left my mouth and I heard them out loud and I saw the look on my dad's face, I realized how ridiculous it was what I had just said.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we have grown-ass people that never learn that. That's the reason why Ryan Day needed a bodyguard outside of his house.
It's ridiculous.
Of course it's ridiculous. But I hope if we say it enough and enough, it will stop. But I know deep down that it never will because people are just...
the worst.
There you go.
People are the worst.
You said it. And speaking of that, I feel like I need a pick-me-up.
Okay.
Fishy just walked in here. He is wearing the most ridiculous tracksuit and holiday hat you've ever seen in your entire life. As a matter of fact, we all posed for a picture.
I should put those out.
Jenny will put that on social media soon. But he told me that he's making a trip up to Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Because his lady friend's family is there. And I said, you going to Portillo's? Because Portillo's, if you're not aware, is a Chicago place. They serve Chicago dogs, Italian beef, all that. And they have an outpost in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Nice.
If they ever have one here, I will mess myself, lose all function. I'll be so happy.
Will you violently?
Yes, I will. I will violently mess my pants, quickly and violently. But Fish says, of course I'm going to Portillo's. I can't go to Fort Wayne, Indiana without stopping for a good Italian beef sandwich. And then I started thinking about one of my favorite things that we used to play when T-Bone was in that chair.
Oh.
And that I haven't played in a long...
No, you haven't.
...long time. And I think, you know, it's Friday. We ain't got blank to do.
I don't like Facebook.
Fishy's going to Portillo's. And it got me thinking about this woman from Iowa. Let's take a listen.
Yes. Hello. My name is Lisa Ann Whitmer Wagman. I just moved here because I'm getting a divorce, and it's not final till September 18th. My husband will not give me any money, not one penny. The lawyer won't help me. My husband won't help me. My dad, Marlon Lee Whitmer, he's a minister, won't help me.
I want to point out, too, by the way, that once upon a time, one of our crazy listeners found all of these people on Facebook.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm dead serious.
Oh, my God.
They sent us the links to all of these people in their Facebook profiles, and I almost wanted to message them and say, you are celebrities. You have no idea. In Central Ohio, you are celebrities.
My stepmother won't help me. My mother passed away 7 years ago. And my dad and Annie Hockhausen, they wrote at Vera French that they both are my parents. Annie is my stepmom.
We found Annie Hockhausen on Facebook. She looks like quite the broad.
I'm not quite sure why I'm here or what I'm doing, but there's a reason. My lawyer is Justin Title. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. I'm moving down to Texas soon to help the children in Texas. I'm a very loving parent. Very, very, very loving parent. I have a 20-year-old daughter. She's going to college at St. Ambrose this fall. She's in Muscatine College right now. Her name's Brianna Elizabeth.
We found her on Instagram.
She is not helping me because she's 20. She's scared. She doesn't want her parents to separate or divorce.
Ma'am, we're discussing the rezoning for the Portillo's. Do you have any comments on that?
For what?
We're discussing the rezoning on 53rd for...
Well, I live on 63rd.
Again, we're here to hear comments about the rezoning.
Well, I don't like Facebook. And I don't like the internet because I can't find a job. The library blocked my password. Now tell me, does that make any sense to you?
Ma'am, we're not here to discuss your personal life. I'm sorry. Do you have any comments about the rezoning?
No, sir. Have a good day.
There you go. No, sir.
That's so good.
The rezoning for the Portillo's. That's what jogged my memory on that. Fishy said he's going to Portillo's. I like the deadpan of the guy who's running the meeting, too. He's not finding any of this amusing. I'm finding all of it amusing. If it were me, I'd say, what else you want to talk about?
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
What else you want to talk about? I want to talk about Army, Navy. We'll do that coming up next. Plus, this is a trick question for you.
Okay.
How much money is 696 pennies worth?
Ooh.
It's not what you think. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270 on the west outer belt from Cemetery Road to I-70. And you're going to hit a five-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side between Big Walnut Road and 270. This report is sponsored by FranklinCrisisCare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24-7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at FranklinCrisisCare.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over. You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out. Jen Winters is with me today.
Yeah.
She's the queen of See You Next Tuesday, but today
it's
she's
Friday.
Here on Friday. Hey, Teddy.
Hey, yes.
Hey, Teddy. When is your guy John Cena going to have his last match?
Oh,
that is tomorrow night. And that is on Saturday night's main event, which is on the Peacock.
So who is he versing?
He's taking on Gunther.
That's it? That's the last match?
Yeah. They had a big tournament. It was like a 16-man tournament, and it came down, and Gunther, he defeated LA Knight in the finals of that. So Gunther will be taking on John Cena tomorrow night's main event.
I don't know who LA Knight is. But
you've been out of the game for a while.
Do you enjoy this matchup tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I mean, I was hoping to be like a Brock Lesnar type of character.
Or like The Rock comes back?
Yeah.
Or the Rock would come back.
Have you seen The Rock lately?
He's thin.
He's half the man he used yes. to be.
Yes, that is definitely
true. It reminded me of how quick Hogan got skinny after the steroid things came out in like 1990. Yeah.
Well, if you saw, The Rock was in that movie about the
Fighter.
Yeah. And he kind of had a different body shape for that. And then when that was done, then he slimmed down and that's what he looks like now.
So do you think John Cena wins or does he go out with his, shoulders pinned to the canvas and that's sort of the end of that?
That's the biggest question everybody's trying to figure out, because you look at it each way, you're like, it'd be nice to have John Cena win his last match, right? This is the last time you're going to see him. The fans are there. They spend a lot of money to watch John Cena. I'm sure they'd like to see him win the match. On the other hand, John Cena, he's been wanting to help put over some of the younger talent and guys to sort of, get a win over him. It makes, their careers go in the right direction and get a little bigger. So you could see that side of it too. And John Cena probably is pushing for himself to lose, but I think most of the fans would like to see him win.
I heard that disgraced former owner Vince McMahon is probably going to be in the building for this one, right?
I wouldn't doubt it, because he was the one that was, obviously in charge when John Cena, came onto the scene and reached his height. So they had a tight, relationship for a number of years. So I bet he will be in the building, I bet.
Where?
You're fired.
Where's it going to be tomorrow?
It's in D.C.
Oh, okay.
And some people think that somebody else might show up to that, too.
You're probably not wrong about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, McMahon and Trump are tight, right?
Yeah. Well,
they had
Trump's in the Hall of Fame.
They had a hair versus hair match.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for everyone.
Half the man I used to be.
Let's move on.
Let's talk about pennies, shall we?
Okay.
696 pennies are not worth what you think. They are worth $16,744. $744,500. How do you say that? $16.7 million is what I'm going to say.
Okay, there you go.
All right. Billed as the last circulating cents, the final Omega pennies were sold in 232 lots yesterday, each containing 3 pennies, one of which was a 24-carat gold cent piece. The final lot, which represented the very last cents struck in the classic circulating finish, was the most expensive of the batch, fetching $800,000. So they sold all these pennies, and it totaled up to $16.7 million. Are you sad they're not making the pennies anymore?
Well, I don't really care, because I don't have
Facebook. That's a
good answer.
That's a good answer.
I don't carry cash with me, so
I say we do away with all cash. I don't carry cash anyway.
Yeah, no, I don't.
All right, we got little cards.
Yep.
Right, everybody gets a card.
And my phone can just tap on things and there you go.
And I think we all get microchips implanted in our bodies.
Like
so,
the dogs?
For example. Well, we are. You know what? We're animals.
We are.
Okay? We put on pants, but we're still animals. So this way, if you see somebody on the street, oh, Girl Scouts here. Oh, you cookie. And then you just put your phone right up to their abdomen or something. Boop. Tap. Homeless guy on the corner. You want to give him a dollar. Boop. Just tap.
Do you think that you could put your chip wherever you would like it to go in your body? So, like, you could
probably
be
have
like,
to have rules
swipe
and regulations,
your cards through my butt crack. But,
there's no swiping anymore. Swiping's old technology.
But maybe tapping. You could.
Tap that ass. Army Navy, that is tomorrow. I do enjoy this game very much.
I love the Army Navy game. And then it's just like, you don't want to root for one over the other because it's just like they're all protecting us. But I do want Navy to win.
They
so,
do.
Whatever.
Well, you have midshipmen in your family.
I know.
They do have some special food options for this game, though, tomorrow.
Nice.
Where are they doing this? Landover? Landover, Maryland?
I think so.
I know they do it in Philadelphia. Have they done that before?
They've done it in Philadelphia before.
It's always usually there in the Northeast. I'm not sure if this was in Philadelphia or Baltimore.
All right, anyway, who cares? They're doing burnt end tank nachos. So they have the nacho platter.
This is nacho platter.
Looks like a tank.
It's M&T Bank Stadium.
That's where the Ravens play.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. Burnt end tank nachos. They're doing crab destroyer nachos.
Yes.
They're also doing chicken tender Humvees.
You want a Hummer?
So it's a chicken tender basket that's shaped like a Humvee. What?
Where's Ed Orgeron when you need him?
We had Ed this week.
I know, but I wasn't here.
Ed had some of our favorite sound. I heard this. Was it yesterday that we played
this? Oh, that was so good.
Yeah, because Teddy played this for us yesterday.
It was
so
good.
Bussin' with the Boys.
Yeah,
this week.
I don't.
You don't have to like them.
No.
Okay?
Yeah.
But I like this audio.
I love the audio.
This is Ed Orgeron talking about recruiting Joe Burrow when Ed was the head coach over at LSU.
And Joe goes, well, I'm going home, and I'm not going to talk to anybody till Thursday. Now, you think my ass is going to wait till Thursday? No way. So, they leave. So, we have a little vote. All the coaches, why we have fun with it. Where's Joe going? Cincinnati. My ass is going to Cincinnati. We'll go find a way, boys. So, on his trip, I made good friends with his brother, Dan. Now, Dan is very talkative. Joe is not. So, I said, Derek, call Dan. Dan, where you think Joe ought to go? Well, coach, it's his decision. Dan, shut the up. Dan, nothing wrong with Cincinnati. Dan, Cincinnati or LSU? Dan, he's going to win the Heisman here. He could be a first-round draft choice. We're going to win it. I know, coach. But it's his. I said, bullshit. Dan? I said, Dan, do you love your brother? He goes, yes, I do. I said, how much? A bunch. I said, Dan, take your hands and put it down your pants, son. I said, squeeze them damn things. Make sure you got two. He said, coach, I'm squeezing. Squeeze harder. I'm squeezing. Now, Dan, if you got two, you're going to call your brother and you're going to tell him to come to LSU. I mean, I think he actually was squeezing them, right? Hey, you gotta find out if you got two, right?
Yeah.
Let's go, babe. Out the blue. Hit a call, Joe Burrow. He goes, coach, I won't be a tiger. What? Yes, baby! Here we go, man! Here we go!
This is like listening to my Italian relatives when I was a kid, where I only picked up like one out of every three words.
Why is it that I understood everything he said?
You did not understand all that. See, I think I'm listening to this, and I'm saying we're doing like Manning cast and stuff.
We need Orgeron.
We're doing it wrong. Because if you have the SEC games on ESPN and you have an alternate feed with Coach O watching the game and telling stories, and you tell him that you say whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
All right. There's no rules, regulations. You can use any dirty word that you want to. Okay. This is your domain. You tell me that wouldn't be just a fantastic entertainment destination.
I would watch the entire thing. It would be amazing. I would record it. And rewatch it.
What would you rather hear? Herbie? Herbie and Fowler doing the broadcast?
No.
Or Coach O?
That's it.
Breaking down the game and telling stories like that.
Like that.
But you originally were talking about the Hummer ad.
Yes.
This was when Coach O was at Ole Miss. He had himself a Hummer endorsement.
Hey, I'm Coach O. I just love my Hummer. I believe the Hummer is the best vehicle on the road.
be tough, aggressive, and it represents everything that we want at Ole Miss. I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer. Tell them about it, JoJo.
Mississippi, they are here. The new Rogers Dabbs H3 Hummers are here.
The folks at Rogers Dabbs Hummer are first-team players. Come see them.
Rogers Dabbs and Hummer like nothing else. New H3 starting at just $32,000.
Love it.
Now, I've played this for pretty much everybody who has been in this studio with me, and we've never got a consensus on what exactly Ed Orgeron is saying in this next clip.
Okay.
I want you to listen to it and tell me what you think he is saying.
And I'm glad you didn't have that Rafa Salafusha who never got past number one.
What do you think?
Something about that Fushu and it never got past number one.
Well, never got past number one, I understand, but...
The Fushu.
Now, Timmy thought we heard like a raffle earlier in there.
Oh.
Listen one more time.
Okay.
Okay, tell me what you think he says.
And I'm glad you didn't have that Rafa Salafusha who never got past number one.
JoJo Mo's.
Does he?
No, JoJo is.
JoJo's from Mississippi. I don't even think JoJo,
JoJo
can understand
got no
that.
Idea. No. JoJo had no idea.
And it stays a mystery.
It's so good.
For another day. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got stop-and-go traffic that's causing a 10-minute slowdown on westbound 70 on the west side between Central Avenue and 670. And watch out for an accident that's on southbound 315's off-ramp to Kinnear Road causing delay. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. Taco Bell's Lux Cravings boxes give you decadent options. $5 gets you fan favorites, $7 gets you the fancy stuff, and $9 sends you on a journey of flavor exploration. Get yours at participating stores for a limited time. Prices and participation may vary. Drinks exclude freezes, tax extra. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news, we're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan.
Toyota.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And there's football. I shall call it Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for all things football. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Beamer and Pat Murphy. By the way, I did see Jen is here. Jen Winters is here. Timmy's out. Jim Harbaugh did have some media availability today. He was asked about Sherrone Moore's firing.
Yeah.
He said that, here's the quote, still processing that like a lot of people, I'm sure. And that was it. He did say that he was told about it by an equipment staffer after practice yesterday, but then said nothing else.
Okay.
So there you go.
Great job.
And, Jim Harbaugh, by the way, has a 10-year show cause penalty, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, he's not coming back. Did you know that J.J. Watt is T.J. Watt's official spokesperson?
Well, that's his brother, so yes. I assume he knows what's going on.
So he tweeted about T.J. He had successful surgery to stabilize and repair a partially collapsed lung suffered Wednesday after a dry needling treatment session at the facility. The recovery timeline is still to be determined. But it all went well, and he's being released from the hospital today.
The needling and stuff. Kind of creeps me out.
Yeah. That's not what happened with Tyrod Taylor, though, was it?
They were just giving him a pain shot.
That's right.
And it punctured his lung.
Yeah.
This happens. I don't say frequently, but I mean,
it's
more frequently than they would like.
Didn't Tony Romo have something like that too?
Dry. I'm Googling dry needling.
Or did he just have, Teddy, did he just have a broken rib that collapsed his lung?
I don't recall that.
Okay. I don't, Tony Romo was hurt all the time. You said that like you
were on trial.
He did.
I don't recall.
I don't recall that in the Tony Romo.
What is dry needling?
He did go to Cancun during the playoffs.
Dry needling is a physical therapy technique used to treat pain and movement limitations, particularly those associated with myofascial trigger points.
Of course.
The therapist uses a thin filiform needle to penetrate the skin and stimulate the trigger points as well as muscular and connective tissues. So it's like modern day acupuncture almost?
That's what it looks like. I know James Harrison, a former Steeler, was a big advocate of that.
Big dry needling guy?
Yes, and they did it at the facility, so I'm sure that's just part of what they do there now.
Well, I'm quite sure whoever dry needled T.J. Watt is probably not going to be in the facility
probably
much
not.
Longer.
Goodness.
Because they punctured his lung.
Ugh, no thank you.
That's how Tom Brady became Tom Brady.
Because of Drew Bledsoe.
Drew Bledsoe took a hit in a game that was so bad that he punctured his lung, I think.
It was so bad the other guy punctured his lung, too.
And that was Tom Brady. Tom Brady came in, never went out. That's the end of that. If Drew Brees never gets hit. We like to say in society, you can't stop talent.
Right.
Talent always exposes itself.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's true. You know, I said this about Kurt Warner.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Kurt Warner's in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
He won a Super Bowl, went to another one. Well, actually went to two more. Mark Bulger, no, not Mark Bulger, it was Trent Green. Trent Green was a starting quarterback on that team. And there was a lot of preseason hype about the Rams and how Trent Green was going to be the man in that greatest show on turf offense with all the talent that they had. Trent Green goes out there. He probably has success. And we maybe never hear from Kurt Warner ever. Ever.
Ever. He just goes back to stocking those shelves.
Like Will Howard.
Yes.
Maybe we'll never see Will Howard because Aaron Rodgers will be so great
Please
for your Pittsburgh
up.
Steelers that he will play for another 5 years.
You
and I will get you a personalized Steeler jersey that says ayahuasca crap bag on it.
I actually would wear that.
I know you. I know you would. Back page.
The back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
What do you got, Jenny?
I got some 90s bands going on tour. First one, I don't know. I don't know. Are you a fan of Filter? They want to take your picture.
Hey, man, nice shot.
Yeah. They're going on tour with Finger 11 and Local H.
I don't. Local H, they're my guys right there. That's Scott.
All the kids are right.
Scotty Lucas.
Yes. So they're coming here to
Finger 11 Fine.
King of Clubs, which is the old R&R USA at the Continent. That's where I had my bat mitzvah party. That's how, you weren't here back then, but that was when I was, you know, in 13 years old.
You know, the dude from Filter, I forget his.
Jason Patrick.
That is Robert Patrick's
brother.
Yes. Who, of course, is the actor. He was the T-1000.
In Terminator 2. Yes. So we've got that. I know you
I
like local
H. I can't
stump
you on anything.
Sorry.
It bothers me.
I'm sorry that it bothers you. Right, it must be nice. And then we have a huge summer festival. It's called the Summer of 99 Festival. And it's happening this summer at Tinley Park in Illinois.
That's outside Chicago.
Okay. Well, it is a two-day festival headlined on Saturday night by Limp Bizkit.
Timmy's a big fan. Didn't do anything for me.
Cypress Hill.
Also didn't do anything for me.
Seven Dust.
Nope.
That's one of Matt's favorites, non-sports Matt's favorites. Kitty, Puddle of Mud.
I like Puddle of Mud.
Brett Scanlon.
Is he out of jail / rehab?
I don't know. But then on Sunday, I'm glad you're sitting down.
What?
Because Creed is headlining.
Oh, yes.
Creed.
Yeah.
And Bush.
Oh, I like me some Bush. Okay. A little Gavin Rossdale.
Mammoth. Candlebox.
I like Candlebox.
Hoobastank.
Oh, The Reason.
And The Verve Pipe. for
you know
the
what?
Life of me.
Hell with day one. Day
I
one sucks.
Remember.
Day two,
what
I'll be there.
Made us think that we were wise and we never compromise. Are you not going to join me?
For the life of me.
Thank you.
I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins. We were merely freshmen.
The album that is on.
I had to.
I think the album's called Villains, I think.
Yes.
And it's a good album.
It is a good album.
And I'm surprised they only had the one hit.
No, there was another song on there, too, that I really liked, and I'm drawing the biggest brain fart right now. Ugh.
I like me some Verve Pipe, not to be confused with Richard Ashcroft
I saw
and the Verve.
The Verve Pipe at the casino.
Richard Ashcroft is one of the biggest douchebags I ever met in my entire life.
I love
life.
Richard Ashcroft.
That's all well and good.
The Verve was that was one of my favorite shows I've ever seen in my life. I saw them on top of a parking garage across from the old Pontiac Silverdome.
Oh,
in
man,
Michigan.
Rest in peace.
Dude, it was the best show I've ever. Like, it was so good.
What made it so good?
Because it was the Verve. Well, and no, it was on top of a parking garage in Pontiac, Michigan. It was random as all get out.
I'm sorry for asking.
It was so great.
You're right.
Sorry.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
I'm getting ready for my big week next week.
What's next week?
I get to go up to Cleveland with Dan and Crystal and then and go see J.D. McPherson at the Beachland Ballroom. And then we do our annual Christmas ball crawl, bar crawl.
Is Jackie with, going with
Jackie
you?
And Josh and Dan and Crystal.
Did you know?
And Non-Sports Matt. And it's going to be fun.
That Jen Winters is friends with the entire cast of Roseanne. Dan, Jackie, Crystal. They're all going to be there.
They're all going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, have fun.
And I'm a loudmouth Jew, so there you go.
Hopefully it turns out better than Roseanne Barr.
Hey, see you next Tuesday, because I will be here on Tuesday.
Now you're making me happy.
Yeah.
You know who won't be here on Tuesday, though?
Who?
Timmy.
Oh, wait.
You can't say it.
I can't say it
no,
yet.
No, well, you do have a special guest host on
special
Tuesday.
Special day
though.
Tuesday will be. Tune in all the time, but especially Tuesday.
Have a good weekend. We'll see you next week.
Love
Colin, Matt, and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch for some slowdown due to an accident that's blocking the center lane on westbound 670 before I-70. It's causing stop-and-go traffic from Grandview Avenue. We also have a crash causing delay on westbound 70 on the east side after Miller Avenue. This report is sponsored by FranklinCrisisCare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at FranklinCrisisCare.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Fan Traffic.